Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage. You're listening to an encore segment of The Savage Nation.
My fellow citizens, at this hour, American and coalition forces are in the early stages of military operations to disarm Iraq, to free its people, and to defend the world from grave danger.
March 19, 2003, to the day George Bush announced the invasion of Iraq. Here we are, 10 years later, trillions of dollars in debt, tens of thousands of Americans dead, wounded, gone. How many Iraqis dead, and the bombs are still going off in Iraq? So I ask you a question. Was the Iraq war worth it? The answer is, of course not. It was a mistake of the highest order. We all know that. Bush didn't know what he was doing. He was led astray by his advisors. I can name five of them. They're all doing very well, thank you. They're all in the grift profession in the Beltway there in Washington. None of them have been imprisoned for misleading the president. Of course, the buck stopped there. He should have known better. What did he invade Iraq for? I wrote in my book in 2006. In 2006, mind you, this was 3 years into the war. I wrote a book called, I think the book then was called Liberalism as a Mental Disorder, that I said, I pray that this is not the greatest mistake in American military history, because if it is, the big winner will be Iran, which is largely a Shiite nation. And, of course, Saddam was the leader not of the Shiite section of the Muslim faith, but of the Sunni. And what happened here was, I was right, was the greatest military disaster in modern American history. What we did was embolden and create a greater Persia, which now threatens the entire world. And it's all an enduring reminder of how stupid mistakes have tragic consequences. I'm also going to talk about the immigration story, because Obama, that's why I played the Irish jig. Obama gave an inane speech, I would say, not insane. He's never insane. He's only inane at times. Obama gave an inane speech before the Irish people somewhere outside, I don't know, the White House celebrating St. Paddy's Day. And I want you to listen to him on immigration in the first clip, 19.
Looking out on this room, it's clear just how much America owes to our brothers and sisters from across the Atlantic, and how many of us, myself included, wouldn't be here if it were not for the brave souls who set off for the new world with no earthly idea of what awaited them on the other side.
Well, let's pause right there. What do you mean no earthly idea of what awaited them on the other side? They were coming to a land of freedom and opportunity. What do you mean no earthly idea? They weren't going to Kenya. They weren't going to your homeland where there was no earthly idea what was waiting for them. They weren't going to Iraq where they had no earthly idea what was waiting for them. They weren't fleeing to Russia, were they? They were fleeing to America. They had an earthly idea of what awaited for them. They knew that with hard work and good luck, they would make it in America. My grandfather fled Russia, left his family behind. I'm man-child in the promised land. I'm first-generation American. I've worked every day of my life since I was 5 years old. Why? Because I was given the work ethic. That's the ethic that was taught to me from my fathers. The word of my fathers was work hard and you'll get somewhere. And then if it doesn't work, work harder again. And if it doesn't work, try again. And if it doesn't work, try again. And if it doesn't work, try again. And if it doesn't work, build it with your own hands. And if it doesn't work, reinvent what you're doing. And if it doesn't work, go back to school. And I am working to this day. And I love working because I was given the work ethic by my grandfather, who I never met, and my father. So let's compare and contrast the immigrants that Obama is celebrating in a moment to the immigrants of today. Let's continue, though, with the inane speech of President Obama.
It's a reminder of just how many trials the people of Ireland have endured, from hunger and troubles to the economic challenges of recent years. It's yet another reason why we need to build an immigration system for the 21st century, one that works.
Well, let's stop right now. No, we don't need an immigration system. We need a deportation system. The rowboat is full. It's overflowing. The rowboat is sinking. We're bankrupt. This is not a nation that can afford tens of millions of immigrants. This is rubbish. This is the kind of rubbish that politicians throw out for votes and, of course, for cheap labor. But if you want to compare and contrast the Irish, for example, and the current crop of immigrants, and I'll do it. It's a tough thing to do. Let's start with the positives. I'll compare, then we'll contrast. Both the Irish and, let us say, the folks from Mexico, who I like very much, are hardworking people. Both the Irish of the past and the Mexican immigrants of today are devout Catholic peoples, by and large. Both the Irish of the past and the Mexican folks of today are devoted to family. These are good things. We can say that there's a direct comparison. But if you look at it with cold analytical eyes, you have to say we've gone from the Magna Carta to the mega cartels in one generation. We've gone from English to English as a second language. We've gone from cloistered nuns to tattooed Huns. The fact of the matter is, there was a language similarity, I would say, between the language spoken by the Irish and this language. It's not the first generation, the first wave of immigrants who didn't speak the language. Lithuanians didn't, Russians didn't, Polish didn't, Italians didn't. I can name dozens of others, but largely they wanted to be Americans and they learned the language and taught their children to become Americans. We don't see that today, do we? Instead, we cater to this new crop of immigrants by teaching them their own language so they don't become Americans, part of the balkanization desired by New World liberals. Now, here's another sensitive issue comparing the immigrants of the past, especially the Irish, since they're the essence of today's conversation. Let's compare Irish literature, even of that time and up to that time, with Mexican literature. Can you good liberals out there name one Mexican author? Because there are some. You just don't know who they are. And yet you could probably name at least three or four famous Irish authors. No pun intended. There are many Irish authors, great literature from Ireland, and literally no literature from Mexico. I'm sorry to tell you. So you say, what does that matter to a country? Well, maybe it doesn't matter in the age of Twitter. Maybe you don't care about music. Compare Irish music, for example, and Irish composers with Mexican music. I mean, you say, well, it's embarrassing to even say it because we're supposed to live in a world where everything is equal. Everything is not equal. No, everything is not equal. No, it is not equal. Not all languages have similar qualities. Not all languages have similar intuitions and insights. They may be wonderful people, but there's a big difference. And what will the effect be upon the culture at large is the question. So this all leads us up to now on the Savage Nation, the following, which is Rand Paul, who was apparently misquoted into saying that he wants to find a place for illegal immigrants in the country. And then they said he's in favor of illegal immigration. They said Rand Paul's flip-flopped on immigration, which I don't really hear in the speech. But let us play clip two now on the Savage program.
I think the conversation needs to start by acknowledging that we aren't going to deport 12 million illegal immigrants. If you wish to work, if you wish to live and work in America, then we will find a place for you. In order to bring conservatives to this cause, however, those who work for reform must understand that a real solution must ensure that our borders are secure. I call this plan Trust But Verify.
Oh, how insightful.
Conservatives will accept what needs to come next. An issue that must be addressed. What becomes of the 12 million undocumented workers in the United States?
Well, for one, we could cut off welfare and food stamps as a starter. Secondly, we could end English as a second language as a second starter. Thirdly, we can say that we're bankrupt and we can't afford all of the benefits. Today I went to Safeway on my bicycle, for example, to buy some foodstuffs for dinner. I've given up on eating in restaurants for a while. Other than the few places I trust, I will not go in restaurants anymore. Wait till I tell you what prawns feed on. You'll never eat another prawn as long as you live. Never! A story came out today on prawns. Your hair will stand up on the filth and garbage that they feed on. You'll never eat another prawn as long as you live. Never. A British reporter went undercover in, I think, Thailand to see how they raise prawns. Not only are they decimating the oceans, not only have they destroyed the mangrove swamps in Southeast Asia to raise these prawns that we all love so much, But the toxins that are in these little sea creatures will lead you to believe that kosher food makes a lot of sense. The Jews don't eat prawns. The Jews don't eat pork. That's another story. You'll go right off of them after I tell you what they're fed on. If you want to read it in advance, you go to michaelsavage.com. It's on the bottom left of the Savage Nation website. But again, going back to the food issue is not the issue, is it? Where was I before I said let's go back to the prawn issue? Does anyone remember? Because I think I've lost my audience. And so the phone number now is 855-400-7282 from anywhere in America. You want to join the conversation if you're lucky enough to get onto the program and clear the call screener. We can talk about these or any other topic. I know I've confused you. I played the Irish jig. I then played George Bush. George Bush and the anniversary of the invasion of Iraq and first asked you what was the Iraq war worth it. Then I played Obama on immigration and immigration reform. Then I played Rand Paul. And I've confused you. I've created a salad for you to dine upon mentally tonight because it's almost impossible to follow the news unless you know how to eat at a smorgasbord. And I've just begun. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You know, it's that time again. Once a year, every year for the last decade, I sit down with author and Swiss America chairman Craig Smith, my friend, to discuss the true state of the U.S. economy and what to expect ahead. Craig and I have been right on the money every year like clockwork. This year, Craig turned up the burner and has boiled down the most critical news and financial trends into the simple truth. Swiss America is offering this confidential interview we recorded. It's free. Free to my listeners on compact disc or downloadable MP3 by simply calling 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for free. Today, our great nation hangs in the balance. We're on the verge of becoming a perpetual welfare state. Call now for your free copy of the Savage Simple Truth CD and Craig's 31st anniversary newsletter, both free. No one hearing my voice now will be able to say we did not warn you. So call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN right now for the Savage Simple Truth. Call 800-289-2646. Be prepared.
I'm Kevin Nida, president of the California State Firefighters Association. Each year, firefighters across California see the devastating effects of CO poisoning. Yet prevention is quick and easy. Install a carbon monoxide alarm in your home. It's the only safe way to detect the silent killer. It's the law. Protect your family. Install a CO alarm today. For more information, visit casafehomes.org. Brought to you by the California State Firefighters Association, California Safe Homes Coalition, and KIDA Safety Products.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-460-3580, 800-460-3580.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other...
KSFO traffic, 880 in the East Bay. Some trouble spots. Northbound 880 is slow, starting at Paseo Padre. It continues northbound, crawling at Whipple Road. Continues slow to the 238 interchange. 580 eastbound is slow from the 238 connector and continues out to Rowell Ranch Road, where a stalled vehicle is now in the center divide. Traffic is clear once you get past the scene. I'm Carolyn Burns on Talk 560 KSFO.
Hi, this is Dick Morris. Obamacare is taking full effect this year with over 15,000 pages of regulations. You need to know how this law affects you. That's why you should get your copy of Obamacare Survival Guide. It's easy to read and the best guide to the new law. Even if you're currently insured or a senior on Medicare or a business owner, a medical profession, or really any citizen, you need the Obamacare Survival Guide. In it, you'll find about hidden taxes, fees, and fines, including a 40% tax on some health plans. I warned you about Obamacare, its rationing, Medicare cuts, and will trigger doctor shortages. Now the Obamacare Survival Guide gives you the simple steps to protect your family. So get the Obamacare Survival Guide at bookstores everywhere. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 today by going to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com. Burglary.com.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system for Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244, 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
When was the last time you heard this about a guy on the radio?
There's a lot of money programs and a lot of people. Your advice is excellent. The advice you're giving is practical.
He's live. He's unscripted. He's unrehearsed. He's Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor.
Your comments are the reason why I do this show.
Greg's not trying to sell you a book. He's trying to help you navigate your money.
With all this financial regulation, the little guy's getting screwed.
It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell every Saturday from noon until 2 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Weekdays at noon.
It's like a beautiful flower that'll emerge, and you'll have an aha moment, and you'll realize how naive you've been over the years as a liberal.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It's a reminder of just how many trials the people of Ireland have endured, from hunger and troubles to the economic challenges of recent years. It's yet another reason why we need to build an immigration system for the 21st century, one that works.
I was right there. Look, I'm a student of history, and I understand that all of civilization is about the invasions of various and sundry peoples into other places. I mean, you look at Britain, and you say, well, Britain, you think of the English, right? You think, oh, well, they've been there forever. Well, they haven't been there forever. The Anglo-Saxons were there between 449 and, well, they were there for a while. But Britain first appears on a page of history with Julius Caesar's expedition across the channel from the European mainland in 55 BC. Think of what I just said to you. Because before this, the British Isles were vaguely known to Mediterranean peoples. There were traders for centuries bringing in tin, gold, pearls from the island. But only after Caesar's attempt at conquest was there interchange between the civilized Europe. And Caesar landed on the southern coast. Britain was inhabited by a mixed collection of people. Again, it was an invasion. Those who he encountered were Celts, closely related to the Gallic tribes then living in northern Europe. So you say England. Well, what was England? It was a bunch of tribes. And who were the Celts? The Celts in Britain had come from the continent probably in the period from 600 to about 400 B.C., if I remember my history. And they had gradually driven back their predecessors from the southern and eastern parts of the British island, right? And these predecessors had themselves at some time driven back still earlier settlers for some thousands of years. And until after the Norman conquest in 1066, southeastern Britain was the ultimate goal of all successive waves of migratory peoples who moved out from the interior to the coast of northern Europe. So what am I getting at? We're being invaded right now. The difference between then and now is that the people knew they were being invaded, and it was called an invasion. Today, it's not called an invasion. It's called immigration. And we have both parties catering to this invasion. I don't care which way you skin the cat. It's an invasion. How else do you describe 12 to 30 million people who are here illegally? They were not invited here, except by the politicians who've invited them here. And now they want them to trump the citizens who have been here. This is the irony of it. The politicians who allegedly represent the citizens of this nation, instead of catering to the citizens of this nation, they are catering to the immigrants who don't even belong here. They're here illegally. So I compare it again, going back to the Roman conquest of England. And you say, well, it changed things. Many of you don't even understand where the dark Irish came from. Again, it's all about immigration. I mean, I'm a realist when it comes right down to it. You have to understand this. You have to understand the people whom the Celts drove back were the mixed descendants of many earlier invaders, some of them of the dark-haired, blue-eyed type called Iberian, still to be seen today in Ireland. Where do you think the dark Irish come from? From the Iberian Peninsula. It's all about invasion and conquest. It's about invasion and counter-invasion. But now, while the people are saying we've had enough, the rowboat is full, we're bankrupt, we can't afford it, borders, language, culture, save our nation, we have these illegitimate politicians catering not to the citizens, but to those who would usurp the citizenry. Write that down. Look, I'm a cynic when it comes to politicians. And I had the same feeling 2 days after that gentleman from Massachusetts took Kennedy's seat. Many of you were screaming, yes, he's the new hope for the Republican Party. Great conservative. We've all forgotten his name. He turned out to be a fraud. I saw right through it. And I don't see any difference here. I'm sorry. Maybe on, you know, maybe 50, 60% of the time you're going to get something out of any of them. On the Republican side, in terms of American conservative values with regard to borders, language, and culture, which define a nation as far as I'm concerned, on the Democrat side, zero percent of America. They do not represent anything American, in my estimation. Show me one Democrat who represents borders, language, and culture, and I'll vote for him. There is not one American Democrat in that sense. They are all internationalists. I am not an internationalist. My grandfather fled Russia so that he could live in America and give his children and his children's children a better life. Here I am. Here I am. Man-child in the promised land, as was written. And I'm not so quick to say I'm ready to roll over for the next wave of invaders. And I don't think most of America is. I think it's a small class of not only politicians who represent a smaller class of extremely powerful business interests who need the cheap labor, that are behind all of this. And let's not be children about it. I'm talking about invasion today. I started with Britain. I told you that you think Britain was Britain forever, but you don't realize that the Anglo-Saxon Britain that you think is Britain was preceded by something else. We were then talking about the Celts. We were talking about the Romans and the mark that the Romans left upon England in their conquest. Because remember, not all of it was bad. Because when the Roman Empire began to crumble and Roman soldiers were taken out of Britain to fight on the continent, the Celts quickly relapsed into something like their pre-Roman political condition. You see, before the conquest, the country had been divided up into small kingdoms, the Celtic kings, not much better really than tribal chiefs, whose principal occupation was warring against their neighbors. And that's what it reverted to.
Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
KSFO traffic problems on 680. We have slow traffic all the way from Milpitas, and it continues in stretches all the way up to Sunol. Picks up a bit then and then slows down once again in Danville and continues, gets very slow there at the interchange with Highway 20. Once you get beyond Highway 24, it picks up again through Pleasant Hill, and it looks good there. Also, some problems on 880 right now. Looks like 880 is slow from Union City all the way up to the 238 interchange. Does pick up somewhat after that. I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It's Les Schwab's Spring Tire Sale, one of their biggest sales of the year. Head in and get great deals on some of their most popular tires, but hurry. The Spring Tire Sale ends April 30th. Les Schwab, home of the best tire value promise.
Attention homeowners, if you're paying more than 4% in interest on your home loan, you're paying too much. Let OpenGate Lending refinance your mortgage to a super low 30-year fixed rate of 3.25%, 3.493% APR today. That's right, a 3.25% interest rate. Whether your home is upside down or you have less than perfect credit, not to worry. We can offer government-insured loans to help you refinance. So call us at 800-351-2765. We even have loans that can fund in as little as 15 business days and with no closing costs. But better hurry. Rates this low won't last for long. Get a low 3.25% interest rate at 3.493% APR today. Call OpenGate Lending at 800-351-2765. That's 800-351-2765.
Open the gate to the rates with OpenGate Lending.
Applicant must meet credit and income requirements. Rates subject to change without notice. See website or call for terms and conditions. Loans made pursuant to the Department of Corporation's California Finance Lenders Law, license 603J903, NMLS 954578, Equal Housing Lender.
How do you choose the right replacement window? On the phone today, we have Matt Miller from Renewal by Anderson Replacement Windows. Matt, from what I understand, poor quality vinyl windows have a lot of problems.
There's a misconception that vinyl is the best modern window material, but vinyl is just another word for plastic. Most builders-grade vinyl windows we replace are less than 10 years old. There's stacks of these things in the landfill. Our windows are custom-built from our patented Fibrex, which is twice as strong as vinyl. Ron, Fibrex windows last, so you'll replace your windows just once.
Is it true you guys don't provide estimates? You actually provide something even better?
Estimates change. Customers want a price they can count on. During your free window diagnosis, we measure your windows, listen to your needs, and go over all the style and color options. Then we give you not an estimate, but a to-the-penny price quote that's good for one full year.
Now, what about that special that Renewal by Anderson has going on?
Great spring special. Buy just five windows, and your sixth is absolutely free. And you can pair this deal with no money down, no payments, and no interest for a full year. What that means is that you get your free windows now, and you don't have to pay for them until 2014.
Great. Thanks, Matt. For a very limited time, by the way, with Renewal by Anderson, you can buy just five windows, and that sixth window is free, with no money down, no payments, and no interest for a year. For more info, call 1-800-417-1010. 1-800-417-1010. That's 1-800-417-1010 or visit goodwindowpayment.com.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store.
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one today.
Monday morning, we're going to wake you up on the right side. Join Melanie Morgan, Katie Green, and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
This is an encore presentation of the Savage Nation.
The Romans left their mark upon southern England with the roads and whatnot. They left some positives, not all negative. And they transformed the southern part of Britain with constructed Roman towns, the solid straight roads, which the Romans built wherever they went. Some of them are still there, by the way, in southern England. And the Romans greatly encouraged agriculture. So there were very positive influences of this invasion of Britain by the Romans. And then came the Anglo-Saxons. And I'm not going to do a history lesson here. It's order, you know, this is talk radio. We're supposed to just talk about the news or whatever I want to talk about. But once in a while, I think it's very important to put the context, the news in context. So the news today is about immigration. Rand Paul says find a place for the illegal immigrants. President Obama, of course, being one of the small minority of politicians who want to flood America with illegal aliens and destroy its character forever, are saying we need comprehensive immigration reform, which is a code word for a massive invasion that the country will never recover from. It is no different than any other invasion. The only difference is, and this is a very hard thing for most people to accept, is that no nation on earth has ever given up its sovereignty in the past without fighting. We in America have given up our sovereignty without fighting. We have been tricked. We've been hoodwinked. We've been embarrassed. We've been insulted into giving up our sovereignty. Every time you raise a word and say, wait, we can't afford it, the hospitals are overflowing, why are our schools a degenerated mass where no one knows how to read, write, or do mathematics unless they're sent to a special school or such? Why are the schools a mess? They're called racist by the
illegitimate forces that want this invasion for pecuniary and other reasons. And there's another element to it as well, which I don't want to go into right now, which is the far left wants the breaking up of America, wants the hegemony of America, as you know it, destroyed forever, to weaken us forever. And so, you know, you can see the results of all of this. So, you know, I take this very seriously. My entire show going back to 1994 is based upon borders, language, and culture, which no one in the world has. Nobody, by the way, that I have read, and I'm fairly well read with many advanced degrees, has ever defined a nation as simply and as succinctly as I have. When people forced me in 1994, when I entered radio, to define what my show was about, I came up with borders, language, culture. And people reacted to it, saying, that makes sense. I've got liberals who tell me that they're borders, language, culture, Savage Nation fans. They don't agree with me on social policy in many places, but they agree with me on borders, language, and culture because they love America. Not one Democrat comprehends what borders, language, and culture means. Moreover, not this one Republican seem to reflect that as well. So we have a political class that is dangerously out of touch with the American people, which is why they're so unpopular with the American people, because they don't reflect it. You understand that? And now we have the question of the invasion, the great invasion, if you want to put it that way. You see, not all of us think that 30 million illegal immigrants, many of whom come here to work, all come here to work. No, we know that. We know that there's a disproportionate number of immigrants receiving welfare. I know my grandfather never received welfare. So far as I know, never took a dime. He'd rather throw himself out of a tenement than take any welfare. It was considered a shame. Not today. Today, for example, I went to Safeway, as I started to tell you, to buy some food for tonight because I don't go to restaurants, and I got into prawns. And lo and behold, as I dismounted from my bicycle, there was a woman in a full shroud from the Middle East. Only her eyes peeked out from a slit. I bolted. I actually looked as though I was peering into the darkness of the medieval. I couldn't believe what I was looking at. Now, I've seen it in pictures. But here was an individual, a woman no less, completely covered with a shroud where only the slits of her eyes showed. And she had four or five children. And she proceeded to buy with food stamps and whatnot all of the special foods that she knows she's entitled to. And I said to myself, oh, my God, what a country. Now, the French don't accept this. The French have outlawed such costuming in a modern nation. They understand that this culture clash can only lead to bloodshed. They understand it. They have said no to it. They have banned this costuming in a modern society where women are treated lower than chattel. A camel is worth more to the average throwback in some of these countries than is a woman who is mistreated, beaten, and treated nothing more than a broodmare at best. And here she is marching around. I bristled, I'm sorry to tell you. Perhaps I was not as tolerant as you would like. Your reporter here, Michael Savage, must admit he bristled at his contact with such a costume. I wasn't an enlightened individual who embraced diversity. You see, I was not brainwashed sufficiently to say, my God, that's disgusting, but I love it. How are you? May I help you? Please come to my house. Guess who's coming to dinner? No, I didn't go there. See, I haven't been brainwashed sufficiently, perhaps you have, into thinking that all culture should be welcome, all customs should be welcome, whether it be the mutilation of a woman's private parts. Should you welcome that? Well, of course not. It's illegal, but you might say that's diversity. I mean, after all cultures are equal to the psychotic liberals in America. But, of course, they're not equal. Look at what they're doing to women in Afghanistan. The country that men are dying for. Look what they're doing to women in Iraq after so many Americans died and the American treasury was broken. Take a look at what they're doing to people in Iraq all over again. So no, not all nations are equal, not all cultures are equal. And I, for one, think that the world will be a terrible place if America disappears as we know it, as it is disappearing as we know it in front of our eyes. Right before our eyes, it's being erased from the planet as a special place and a place where people understand that are joined together, let's say, in some commonalities. There's almost no commonalities in America today. It has virtually been destroyed already. It's only a matter of time before it collapses altogether. Which leads us now to some of the news of the day to prove my point. Headline. Headline, are you ready for this? U.S. flies nuclear-capable B-52 bombers over South Korea. Okay, that's one. Now let's go to China. They've arrested another one at NASA who was stealing secrets for our good friends in China. China is engineering the theft of our national secrets, especially our national military secrets, with help from their university liberal friends in universities and in NASA who invite them over and are so gullible, so damn stupid, that they think that every one of these foreigners who come here with good intentions. Are they that dumb to not understand that China is already at war with us? China has outsmarted us with regard to currency manipulation and whatnot. They own our debt. You know that, don't you? Oh, you must know that. China's been at war with us for quite a while. And so first the currency. As Rothschild said, don't give me the leadership of a nation. Give me control of the currency and I'll control the nation. China knows that. They're very clever people. So first they control the currency. Now they're stealing our trade secrets from businesses after Bill Clinton started the whole wholesale export of factories to China. Is this too much information for you? Pardon me for using a 40% of my IQ tonight. I mean, normally I can get away with it without balking at my own misuse of my own intelligence, but at a certain point, pardon me if I have to get a little more detailed than the normal guffaws that you may have become used to. But you see, I feel that talk radio is going to disappear altogether unless it goes up rather than down. If we continue to go downward, we're finished. If we continue to simply talk about Democrat, Republican, Republican, Democrat, blah, 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 it's the end of talk radio as you know it. Unless you can get something that you can't get anywhere else, which I hope to give you in my shows, as I've tried to do for 18 years, you're not going to listen to this show. And apparently, since I'm number one amongst men in New York City on WABC and on some other stations, there are some men who are apparently clamoring for some context, clamoring for someone to speak out, so to speak, you know, and here I am, and here I do it. Whether it's pleasant, of course, is another story. I don't think it's pleasant. I think it's rather uncomfortable to listen to words such as invasion because you've been brainwashed into thinking that 30 million people who have come here illegally are actually superior to you in some way, that it's their land, that they have a right to steal your land from you. I love that one. I love that argument. Oh, it was really their land. We took it from them. Well, I say to those good liberals from Berkeley, California, and elsewhere, well, sir, if that's what you believe, you have a deed to your home in the Berkeley Hills, you can write it over to an illegal alien of your choice. Or you can move 30 of them into your house and share your house in sort of a Tolstoy-type nightmare, if that's what you wish. I mean, if you'd like to do that, let them live in your home with you. You're only there alone or with your wife, your children moved on. Why don't you open up your house to some of your good neighbors and give away your house, in fact, if you really believe that. But they won't do that. They never do that. You understand that? So I'm going to move on from that to something a little more mundane. I know that immigration's a boring topic to most of us, and the theft of national secrets is boring to most of us. I realize that the idea that the United States can still fly nuclear-capable B-52s over South Korea is just stunning. I mean, it's just shocking to think that we would do a thing like that after we were threatened with annihilation on the West Coast by the lunatic in North Korea, right? Yeah, I mean, after all, that's what the B-52 is for. I was actually pleased to see that there are still military men in the United States of America willing to override the psychotics from the universities who were put there by Obama and literally fly nuclear-capable B-52s over South Korea to say to the lunatic from the North, go ahead, make my day. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hi, this is Dick Morris. Obamacare is taking full effect this year with over 15,000 pages of regulations. You need to know how this law affects you. That's why you should get your copy of Obamacare's Survival Guide. It's easy to read and the best guide to the new law. Even if you're currently insured or a senior on Medicare or a business owner, a medical profession, or really any citizen, you need the Obamacare Survival Guide. In it, you'll find about hidden taxes, fees, and fines, including a 40% tax on some health plans. I warned you about Obamacare, its rationing, Medicare cuts, and will trigger doctor shortages. Now the Obamacare Survival Guide gives you the simple steps to protect your family. So get the Obamacare Survival Guide at bookstores everywhere. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 today by going to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
You know, it's that time again. Once a year, every year for the last decade, I sit down with author and Swiss America chairman Craig Smith, my friend, to discuss the true state of the U.S. economy and what to expect ahead. Craig and I have been right on the money every year like clockwork. This year, Craig turned up the burner and has boiled down the most critical news and financial trends into the simple truth. Swiss America is offering this confidential interview we recorded. It's free. Free to my listeners on compact disc or downloadable MP3 by simply calling 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for free. Today, our great nation hangs in the balance. We're on the verge of becoming a perpetual welfare state. Call now for your free copy of the Savage Simple Truth CD and Craig's 31st anniversary newsletter, both free. No one hearing my voice now will be able to say we did not warn you. So call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN right now for the Savage Simple Truth. Call 800-289-2646. Be prepared.
KSFO traffic problems getting into San Francisco at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Traffic is backed up from the maze. Once you get through the metering lights, which are on, traffic is slow all the way across the span into the city. And it continues to pass the 5th Street off-ramp there. 101 northbound is slow from just after Cesar Chavez Street, then is crawling from 16th Street all the way onto the lower deck of the Bay Bridge. I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Attention homeowners. Rates have dropped again and are at all-time historic lows. If you refinanced your mortgage into a 10, 15, or 30-year fixed rate within the last 18 months, you need to call Home and Loan Finders now. We'll redo your loan at a lower rate with absolutely no closing costs. That's right. No title fees, no appraisal fees, no escrow fees, no fees, period. With fixed rates at 60-year lows, you may be able to start saving money immediately, and it won't cost you a dime. It's really that easy. We'll refinance your loan, and we pay for everything. Call Home and Loan Finders now to lock in a low fixed rate today with 0 points or fees at 800-715-7501. Even if you're in process with another lender, you need to call Home and Loan Finders now. Call 800-715-7501. That's 800-715-7501. 800-715-7501. Loan limits and restrictions apply. Rates and terms are subject to change and not all applicants may qualify. Licensed by the California Department of Real Estate, number 01837288. NMLS number 308085.
Listen up, San Francisco. Your real estate market is ready to explode, and those with the right education can make a fortune.
Hi, I'm Dean Graziosi, multiple New York Times best-selling author and America's number one real estate educator. Your economy is flat, unemployment high, and consumer confidence low. But real estate is coming back strong, and those in the know can make a silent fortune using my unique strategies. I've hand-selected your area to do a free training that'll show you the path and plan people take to profit right in your backyard, using none of your own money. Your area is prime. You're perfectly qualified, and I'm the guy to show you exactly how to do it.
Call 800-382-9760 or visit deancawealth.com right now to reserve a free seat for you and a guest next week before they're gone. The first 50 who register will receive Dean's newest book, 30 Days to Real Estate Cash, absolutely free just for attending next week. Seating is limited, so call 800-382-9760 or visit deancawealth.com. That's 800-382-9760 or deancawealth.com.
Now is a great time to be shopping for a used car. Larry Gamash from Carfax.
Get an inspection and shop at a Carfax Advantage dealer. They'll give you a free Carfax report.
See accidents and service records reported to Carfax, plus a price based on the car's history. Just say, show me the Carfax.
Local restaurants, shops, salons, and more with savings of 50 to 90% every time. Live more, spend less. Download the mobile app now.
Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Conservative and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
So here we are back on the Savage Nation. Again, if you care to join the dialogue, it's 855-400-7282. And we're talking about so many news topics, and I'm trying to put them in context of history, talking about Britain and the invasion of Britain by the Romans under Caesar on the southern coast and what happened.
and how the dark Irish appeared, the Iberians, so to speak, all about conquest and invasion. I'm trying to explain to you what's going on. You see, many of you are perplexed. You don't quite understand why your politicians, instead of protecting your sovereignty, borders, language, and culture, are literally working around the clock to destroy it. It began in earnest with Bill Clinton wrecking the border. I remember distinctly who did it. I know her name. I remember her. I railed against it. I remember Bill Clinton exporting manufacturing facilities to China. I remember it all. It all started under Bill Clinton. He decimated this nation and was still recoiling from it, incidentally. But they're all guilty of it, incidentally. The entire ruling class is guilty of it. It's not just Democrats, not just the Clintons. That was the beginning of the fall, the real fall, you know what I'm saying? Now, whether this can be stopped is another question, or, well, whether we'll go into the distant history of the world and become something entirely different than what this nation is a question of only a matter of time, because that's what's going to happen. You know, foreigners and natives, what does that really mean in America? We're all the sons or daughters of immigrants. We know that. But never before have we been in a position exactly as we find ourselves in today. And as I told you, as the empire of the Roman Empire crumbled and the Roman soldiers withdrew, then Britain went back to its early past of the kings and of the basically chiefs, okay? But then the Anglo-Saxons appeared in England. And maybe you all hear the word Anglo-Saxon, you assume they've been there forever. But they weren't there forever, because there was a new wave of migration that advanced westward that came from the European coastline, outward from the European coastline, were those who you know as the Anglo-Saxons. And they were, several of them were closely related Germanic tribes, which you may not know that. And that's why the English and the German people are so closely related. In fact, right up until the current times, the royal family of England has many German cousins, etc. You can go back to World War One; they were both sides of that one. And the Germans were fabulous warriors. And there were reasons they were fabulous warriors. It's because the fighting Germanic peoples at that time hated manual labor. They hated manual labor. Did you know that that's why the Germans became such great warriors? And they looked to their chiefs to find them a way to make an existence without working as laborers. And so they were very determined and fierce warriors. Very fierce warriors. And they multiplied rapidly. And they were settled very heavily on the coast of England. And then they took to the sea for one reason only. And that was for plunder. Again, for plunder. And then we move on. I mean, do you want to hear any of this? Is this of any interest to you in the audience? It's hard to know in radio because you don't know who's listening. I'm on 185 stations and some really powerhouse stations. I think it's important to put context to what we're going through in this country right now. Many of you are perplexed because you say, well, they're nice people. I don't want to be mean. Well, we all feel that way. But you're being overtaken, and your politicians are destroying you. Look at your hospitals, look at your schools, look at the lack of education in this country today. Because the invaders are always only concerned for themselves and their people. You don't know that. They're not concerned for you. They spit at you. They don't care about you or your country. They spit on you. And the reason they do is because you're stupid enough to bend over backwards for them. Ah, free medical care, great, I'll take it. So the kid has a runny nose, it costs you $12,000 for them to visit a hospital. But you don't say anything because you'll be a racist if you do. That's how they set the law up, you see. So gradually the Anglo-Saxons dispossessed the Celts of all the land, by the way, except roughly that comprised in modern Scotland, Wales, and Cornwall. It's very interesting. And according to my knowledge, the invaders at that time belonged to three tribal groups, the Angles, the Saxons, and the Jutes. You probably have heard some of these names in your historical readings right over the years. Of course, the Angles or the English eventually gave their name to the greater part of the island known as England today. But it wasn't only them who were there. And then we go on to the language of the Anglo-Saxons. See, now language is very important to a nation. As you well know, we have an invasion force that doesn't speak the language of America. This is very similar to other waves of immigrants who didn't speak the language. The difference, however, is that past waves of immigrants, whether they be from, I'm going to give you an example, the Italian people, they spoke Italian, obviously. The Sicilian people spoke a different type of Italian called Sicilian. And yet they taught their children, by and large, be an American. You must learn English to be an American. Is that correct? Well, you don't hear that today. So now we have a whole different story, as you well know. We've talked about it. Now, individually, we know that there are wonderful people in all amongst all immigrant groups, and miserable, horrendous people above all immigrant in all immigrant groups. We know that, whether it be the criminals in any group, the gangsters in any group, and the saints in any group. We know within ourselves there's a criminal and a saint. We know that whenever every family there's a criminal and a saint, or several several of the above. That's not the issue. We're not talking about inherent differences between individual people. We're talking about the effect upon a mass of immigrants upon a nation. And so I bring it back to the core of my show, borders, language, culture. You have to ask yourself, can the country survive if the politicians have broken the border, refuse to defend the border, do not defend the language, instead they teach the immigrants to speak their own language, English as a second language, and they refuse to tell the immigrants there is a culture here that you must learn to be an American. I told you I have one of my producers is of Asian descent, and his mother fled North Korea on her own, fled over the snowy mountains, almost starved to death. And it took her 13 years to be an American citizen. And she proudly told her son that she knew every American president going back to George Washington. She knew so much more than most of us know about this country. She had to learn these things to pass her citizenship test. Now, compare that with what Obama and Rand Paul want for this country today. You understand what I'm saying to you? If something is given to you that you stole, you steal it, and then they say, now it's yours? You don't respect that. You figure that it's a fool who gave it to you. You stole it from him, now he says it's yours? So now you figure he's a fool and a weakling. You'll take whatever you can now. He's giving me this, I'll take that. Let's see, he gave me citizenship, what can I have next? Well, the country itself. So what I'm telling you tonight, you already know, because you're in the majority. The majority of the American people understand this intuitively, because all peoples understand what's going on intuitively. But as I've said to you before, Mallarmé, the French poet, wrote, if I can remember my French from college, Donnez plus clair la mort de la tribu. Pardon me for speaking French. It's bad French. Donnez plus clair la mort de la tribu, meaning to make more clear the words of the tribe. That's my job. I'm the poet, actually, sitting around the campfire trying to clarify your thoughts. In other words, if there's no place for a man like me, then there's no place for a man like me. But I know there's a place for a man like me, because I made a place for a man like me by making more clear the words of the tribe for all these many years on the radio. Every day is a new beginning. 94 to 2013, I'll have my... God, I hope I live that long. 2014, 94. I can't believe it. 20 years in radio.
Join... Warning, The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage. You're listening to an encore segment of The Savage Nation.
Iraq's combination of weapons of mass destruction and ties to terrorist groups and ballistic missiles would threaten the peace and security of many nations.
We know the Syrian government has the capacity to carry out chemical weapon attacks.
Chaos in that region would be felt in Europe and beyond.
The Assad regime must understand that they will be held accountable for the use of chemical weapons or their transfer to terrorists.
The time has arrived once again for free nations to face up to our global responsibilities.
Iran's leaders must understand, however, that they have to meet their international obligations. And meanwhile, the international community will continue to increase the pressure on the Iranian government.
Those who choose to live in denial may eventually be forced to live in fear.
I have made clear that the use of chemical weapons is a game changer. All options are on the table. We will do what is necessary to prevent Iran from getting the world's worst weapons.
Ladies and gentlemen, what I just did for you with the help of my brilliant staff on the Savage Nation has never been done in radio history. We're giving you the best radio possible. I found for you from 2002 George W. Bush's fraudulent speech on weapons of mass destruction. And then I played for you Obama's speech on chemical weapons in Syria. What is very eerie, is that the language, while slightly different, says the exact same thing. I hear the war drums beating.
I think the very people who got us into Iraq are about to get us into Syria, or worse yet, into Iran. And I ask you, is Obama in Israel to lay the groundwork for a new war in the Middle East? I mean, here is why I fear so. We played the clips for you. You heard it. I personally believe that striking Iran by Israel alone, let's say Israel did this alone. I don't know whether Obama said, we're going to do it with you, you're going to do it alone, and we'll support you. But I'm telling you, these are war drums. The economy is floundering, and the tried and true cure for a weak economy is war. After all, the contractors have been starving for billions of dollars in new accounts ever since, more or less, we've left Iraq. There are still men in Iraq, yes, but the amount of money that was stolen from the American taxpayer has dried up. And so the military-industrial complex, I fear, I said, I don't know. I have no friends in government. I have no friends in the media. I'm a man alone looking from the outside in, and it looks to me like they're getting ready to go to war. And I ask you, do you think Obama, I almost said Bush, I mean, because Obama is part, is Bush laying the groundwork for a new war in the Middle East? Do you think Bush and Obama are the same? Do you believe that they're just Hydra heads of the same people who control the country? Because when I hear chemical weapons, first I heard weapons of mass destruction from Bush in 04. There were none. Now I hear chemical weapons, and we don't know who actually used them or if they were used. And I've seen this used before as a pretext for going to war. It was used before. It's being used now, in my estimation, and it would be a disaster. The biggest disaster here would be for Israel to go it alone. Because remember what's going on. Right now, Iran is the, I wouldn't say the bad boy. I would say Iran is the, well, they're a terror nation. And Arab nations are afraid of Iran. The Arab nations that are rather moderate are afraid that Iran's revolution will be exported to their nations. And we all know that there are varieties of Americans. There are varieties of Frenchmen. There are varieties of Israelis, and there are certainly varieties of Iranians, and there are a variety of Arabs, of course. And there are moderate Arabs, there are secular Arabs, there are fundamentalist Arabs, and of course Iran has the most fanatic of all of them in the form of the crazed mullahs. And most Arab countries are afraid of these mullahs because they fear that if they export their revolution to their country, they'll overthrow the heads of those states. The worst thing that could be done right now would be for Israel to jump in the middle of it all, because right now Arab countries are already leery of Iran. They don't like Iran. The Arab nations are all at each other's throat. They don't want to be radicalized by and large. So if Israel were to bomb Iran, what would happen is Iran would suddenly become the victim of the West. And that would be the worst possible thing we could do. Who is advising Obama? I have no idea. Is it the same group of neocons who advised Bush and led to that disaster in Iraq? I don't know. This is all secretive. We have no press corps left. At least during Bush, we had a very animated press corps because they are liberal psychotics who hated Bush because he was a Republican and a real American. And so at least we had them on his tail. Right now, we have no press. The press died in America quite a while ago, probably within the first year of Obama and his regime. The press died. I mean, you don't have to look any further than anyone who criticizes Obama in the media doesn't last very long. Even NBC, look what they just did to Jay Leno. I don't watch the guy, he's just a comedian, but he was mildly critical of Obama, and they're getting rid of him. They have no room and no tolerance for anyone who doesn't follow the party line. So I'm asking you, you heard the sound bites, and you see what I'm doing, and I'm asking you, do you think that Obama is in Israel to lay the groundwork for a new war in the Middle East? I don't know if you know what happened, but if you believe in symbolism, Obama's bulletproof limousine was a Nova, a no-go. It arrived in Israel, and it was a Nova, a no-go, because some moron in Washington, D.C. put the wrong fuel in the tank. Now, what does that tell you about a presidency that can't even put the right fuel in its own car? I'm asking you a question. What does it tell you about a bunch of people in Washington, D.C., hired by this administration, who are so incompetent that they don't even know what gas to put in their president's car? You say, well, it's a minor thing. It could happen to anyone, but he's not anyone. He is not anyone. He's supposed to be the leader of the free world. He can't even have his bulletproof limousine fueled properly. This is frightening to me. It shows you that the administration is running purely on a propaganda day and night, supported at every turn, no matter what mistake they make, by the sycophants, by the stenographers, whatever you want to call them in the media. But I want to go back to the biggest point, which is the war. I played you Bush. In fact, I'd like you to play clip five again for the people who just straggled into the big tent of the savage nation. Start 05.
Iraq gains even greater destructive power. Nations in the Middle East would face blackmail, intimidation, or attack. Chaos in that region would be felt in Europe and beyond. And Iraq's combination of weapons of mass destruction and ties to terrorist groups and ballistic missiles would threaten the peace and security of many nations. Those who choose to live in denial may eventually be forced to live in fear.
Okay, so if you missed the point, he talked about weapons of mass destruction, which were not there. That was the pretext for the Iraq invasion. Now we have Obama in Israel with his car not running, wrong fuel, apparently the wrong message as well. But whoever writes these things, and it gives me chills to believe that there are secret hands running this country, and it doesn't matter who's in power, they're the ones calling the shots. Because the speeches are eerily similar. I may be the first to notice this. I will not be the last. I can guarantee you this will be played on other shows, whether it be indirectly or directly. Nobody will quote me because I don't exist. It doesn't matter. All that matters is that I exist for you. I'm too far along in my career, too late in my own life to care. I am telling you that what I have stumbled on here, the 04 speech of Bush on Iraq's weapons of mass destruction as a pretext for attacking Iraq, and Obama's talk about chemical weapons is eerie. It's frightening, and I think they're going to go to war. And I ask you to listen to clip 7.
I have made clear that the use of chemical weapons is a game changer. And I won't make an announcement today about next steps because I think we have to gather the facts. But I do think that when you start seeing weapons and you let that genie out of the bottle, then you are looking potentially at even more horrific scenes than we've already seen in Syria. And the international community has to act on that additional information. The Assad regime must understand that they will be held accountable for the use of chemical weapons or their transfer to terrorists.
Now, first of all, we don't know if chemical weapons have been used in Syria. Let's assume that they have been used. It's kind of a little foggy right now. But to this minute, there's confusion as to which side used the chemical weapons, whether it was the terrorist regime itself of Assad or the Islamists called the rebels who the media is in love with. Anyone who claims to be a rebel or wears a rag around their head is considered wild and crazy. They're sort of the Marlon Brando of the terrorist world to the psychos in the American media. We don't know who used these weapons or if they were used at all. So I think that the economy being weak, and the contractors being hungry for more money, they're getting us ready for another war. It's the military-industrial complex. Do you agree or disagree with Michael Savage? Do you think Obama's laying the groundwork for a new war in the Middle East? It's a simple question. There are other big questions today. There's nothing bigger than this. War is horrible. War is hell. And if they're getting us ready for another war, it's the worst possible thing that could be happening to this country right now. In my opinion, what's your opinion? It counts. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. You're listening to the one and only Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend wisefoodstorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, wisefoodstorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today, and guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE.
cabbage for free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with wisefoodstorage.com.
One little joint supplement. You know, this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It's great for your cartilage. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price, because right now we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-946-9745. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-946-9745. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-946-9745.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-467-5160. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles, but there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-467-5160. That's 800-467-5160. Call 800-467-5160.
The IRS issued an identity theft alert to the millions of Americans who pay taxes, including many of our listeners. Here's Mayor Rudy Giuliani with the LifeLock Identity Theft Alert.
As a mayor and former federal prosecutor, fighting crime has always been my mission. Now I'm taking on identity theft. The problem has become such a global concern, you can no longer think it will never happen to you. I protect myself with LifeLock Ultimate, and you should too.
Consumers beware. Identity thieves know that virtually everything they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is on your tax forms. Get LifeLock protection risk-free for 60 days. If you're not convinced, notify LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Visit LifeLock.com and enter promo code ENROLL60 or call 1-800-307-9629. 1-800-307-9629. 1-800-307-9629. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Attention homeowners. The Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-538-6780. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties. Take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-538-6780. Again, that's 800-538-6780. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-538-6780. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-538-6780.
Monday morning, we're going to wake you up on the right side. Join Melanie Morgan, Katie Green, and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
I fear that Obama's in Israel basically setting up the pretext to go to war, whether it be against Syria or Iran or both. And what gives me this eerie feeling is that I played for you sound from O2 of George Bush telling us about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, etc. And that was the pretext for war. And I see the same thing happening now. It's also interesting to me that the president who didn't support Israel at all prior to the election is now going over there saying, we're giving you 10 years of basically a bailout, another 10-year bailout. And number two, we've got your back. Why is he suddenly in love with Israel? the election's over, so what is he doing this for? There's another story on my website that I'm almost reluctant to tell you about. If you're an animal lover, as I am, go to the website, michaelsavage.com, and you're going to see a story that will bring a strong man to his knees and make him weep. Poachers in Chad slaughter 86 elephants, cut out the ivory. As you know, this is a big campaign of mine. Poachers in Chad slaughtered 86 elephants, including 33 pregnant females, in less than a week and hacked out their ivory while they were alive. They shot them and cut the ivory out while they were begging for their lives on the ground. It's the worst killing spree of elephants since early 2012 from these poachers. Now, I have worked with the International Fund for Animal Welfare for a while. I've just given them a modest grant to hire ex-military guys to go kill these poachers. It's not working. The people who are responsible for this are in China because they are the ivory-consuming nations. As you know, China has not made any effort to reduce the demand for ivory in China. If we don't force China to stop this insanity, if we don't force China in the UN to stop it, the battle to save elephants will be lost in your lifetime because you did nothing. How can you speak up for elephants? Can you sign an elephant petition? Can you send some money to the International Fund for Animal Welfare? I don't know what you can do. Please look at my website. It's a pretty ugly picture up there. I don't know if you have the stomach to see an animal on the ground with its guts cut out, with its ivory slashed out of its head. On top of it is another animal story. U.S. companies are seeking final approval to start slaughtering horses for food in the United States of America. It seems to me the world is melting down into a decadence that I've never seen in my lifetime. There seems to be no care for anything. Maybe I'm overgeneralizing. What do you think? How do you feel about China not stopping in to stop the elephant slaughter? They won't stop the trade. How do you feel about Bush and Obama sounding eerily similar about a pretext for war? Line one, Richard, you're on the Savage Nation.
Michael, I hope you're 100% wrong because Americans don't have the will, stomach, or the money for another war. We're tired.
But, Ara, I agree with you. But why is Bush and Obama, why do they sound the same?
Why? I can't explain that.
Okay, then let's put it another way. Do they sound the same? It's frightening. I'm going to play for you George W. Bush's October 16, 2002 speech on Iraq's weapons of mass destruction, which it turns out were not there, and which was a pretext for war. And then I'm going to play Obama's speech, which is eerily similar. Nobody in radio has done for you what you're about to hear. Listen.
Iraq's combination of weapons of mass destruction and ties to terrorist groups and ballistic missiles would threaten the peace and security of many nations.
We know the Syrian government has the capacity to carry out chemical weapon attacks.
Chaos in that region would be felt in Europe and beyond.
The Assad regime must understand that they will be held accountable for the use of chemical weapons or their transfer to terrorists.
The time has arrived once again for free nations to face up to our global responsibilities.
Iran's leaders must understand, however, that they have to meet their international obligations. And meanwhile, the international community will continue to increase the pressure on the Iranian government.
Those who choose to live in denial may eventually be forced to live in fear.
I have made clear that the use of chemical weapons is a game changer. All options are on the table. We will do what is necessary to prevent Iran from getting the world's worst weapons.
It makes me sick to listen to this, and it makes me even sicker to have been given the brains to hear it and put two and two together 10 years later. Is anyone else in the media doing this for you? You're hearing Republican good, Democrat bad. Republican good, Democrat bad. How much can you listen to it? Do you see what's really going on in front of your eyes? Do you actually see it? Do you hear it? Well, that's my job. I'm supposed to see it and hear it for you. I will tell you this. As a kid who grew up in a good place and a bad place, and I met some mean people in my childhood, I found out that bullies usually have a pretext before they attack a little guy. Before a bully punches somebody in the nose who doesn't deserve it or is smaller than them, they come up with a fake excuse such as, oh, you did this to me. The kid says, what? And he gets punched right in the nose. I saw it every time this government acted like a bully. They set that up. I'll go back to Bill Clinton, a bully. Bill Clinton, under Janet, it was a Janet Reno, whatever her name was. You remember what she did? They said that David Koresh was raping young girls. There was no rape. They used that as a pretext to kill everybody at Waco, Texas. There was no rape. Every time a bully gets ready to attack, they make up a story. And now, I wake up today, and there's Obama in Israel, mumbling about chemical weapons in Syria, eerily sounding like Bush. I had my guys get the old Bush speech, and I put something together for you that I think is literally worth playing over and over and over again. You agree with me or disagree with me? Is it a pretext for war? There is something wrong with this picture.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized Wave Ventilation Unit. Wave Ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave Ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Good evening. I'm Carolyn Burns, Talk 560 KSFO. Here's what's happening around the Bay Area. San Jose police looking for the man who brutally stabbed a woman to death near the county government center this afternoon. Stabbing happened just after 2:30 p.m. on North 1st Street near Heading Street. Investigators have identified a suspect. Patrol officers, special op teams are currently looking for him. A motive for the stabbing is not known. KSFO traffic right now in the Dublin area, 680 northbound, the connector to 580 eastbound there. We do have a stalled vehicle there blocking the second lane from the left. They're trying to get that off to the center divide. KSFO weather, it'll be clear and breezy overnight, lows in the 30s and 40s, sunny and pleasant for your Saturday, highs from the 60s to the low to mid 70s. Right now in San Francisco, we do have 56 degrees under clear skies. With the news and the views you won't hear anywhere else, I'm Gerilyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Where did everybody go?
They saw my truck and ran for it.
Who are you?
I'm a Pacific Coast termite inspector, and you're toast.
Why's that?
Because we're the leading orange oil specialist in California. A quick and easy way to eradicate termites for those who don't want a tent.
These guys are cheap, cheap, cheap.
Oh, it's much less than you think. And after 20,000 home treatments, Pacific Coast has a perfect Better Business Bureau rating.
What does eradicate mean?
Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-722-4342. Pacific Coast Termite also eliminates rodents and repairs any damage to your home. And if you call right now, we'll take an additional 10% off the termite or rodent treatment and any necessary structural repairs. And all work is guaranteed and backed with a 2-year warranty. Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-PACIFIC. Or visit PacificCoastTermite.com. Free inspection applies to homes not for sale or in escrow.
You don't want to be a termite, oh, no, with Pacific Coast termites around.
We've been driving cars for 100 years now, which means that for 99 years, some of us have had an old car we've been trying to get rid of. If that sounds like you, then why not donate those unwanted wheels to the Cancer Fund of America? Just as it has for a decade, the Cancer Fund will use the money from your car's sale to help thousands of cancer patients, directly and through healthcare groups. And the Cancer Fund makes it easy to jilt that jalopy. All you have to do is make a phone call to 800-321-3023. Live operators are available 7 days a week. We pick up your car in most cases, whether it's running or not, and do all the DMV and smog paperwork. You get rid of that car, truck, van, or boat, take your charitable tax deduction, and the Cancer Fund has money to continue its important work. Call 800-321-3023 today. That's 800-321-3023 to donate your car, even if it is 99 years old. What have you been waiting for? 800-321-3023.
When was the last time you heard this about a guy on the radio?
There's a lot of money programs and a lot of people. Your advice is excellent. The advice you're giving is practical.
He's live. He's unscripted. He's unrehearsed. He's Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor.
Your comments are the reason why I do this show.
Greg's not trying to sell you a book. He's trying to help you navigate your money.
With all this financial regulation, the little guy's getting screwed.
It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell, every Saturday from noon until 2. On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Here at the GED Pep Talk Center, we've got a pep talk that can motivate you.
Sometimes things don't always turn out the way you want them to.
You can improve your future. Now get your game face on and take the first step towards a better life. Hurry up! Don't make me repeat myself.
Whatever level of motivation you need, we've got a pep talk for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and for free classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Monday morning, we're going to wake you up on the right side. Join Melanie Morgan, Katie Green, and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
You're listening to an encore segment of The Savage Nation.
I have an article that I have to read you. It's two paragraphs. It's called The Russians Think We're Wrecking the World on Purpose. It's by a man I've respected for years named David Goldman. He used to be known as Spengler. He was anonymous for many years, and then he came out from behind the curtain. And Goldman writes the most brilliant analysis I've ever seen in my life. It's short. The Russians think we're wrecking the world on purpose. He writes this: in Russia, most analysts, politicians, and ordinary citizens believe in the unlimited might of America and thus reject the notion that the U.S. has made and continues to make mistakes in the Middle East. Instead, they assume it's all a part of a complex plan to restructure the world and to spread global domination, close quote, says Fyodor Lukyanov on the Al-Monitor website today. Lukyanov, who chairs Russia's Council on Foreign and Defense Policy, laments what he derides as a conspiracy theory. Nonetheless, he reports President Vladimir Putin and the Russian elite think that the United States is spreading chaos as part of a diabolical plot for world domination. Listen carefully to the rest of this. From Russian leadership's point of view, the Iraq war now looks like the beginning of the accelerated destruction of regional and global stability, undermining the last principles of sustainable world order. Everything that's happened since, including flirting with Islamists, did you catch that? That's your friend Hillary Clinton flirting with Islamists during the Arab Spring. U.S. policies in Libya and its current policies in Syria serve as evidence of strategic insanity that has taken over the last remaining superpower. Emphasis on strategic insanity. I'll go on. Russia's persistence on the Syrian issue is the product of this perception. The issue is not sympathy for Syria's dictator, nor commercial interests, nor naval bases in TARDIS. Moscow is certain that if continued crushing of secular authoritarian regimes is allowed, because America and the West support democracy, it will lead to such destabilization that will overwhelm all, including Russia. It's therefore necessary for Russia to resist, especially as the West and the United States themselves experience increasing doubts. There's more in the little article. Well, I'll finish it. It's instructive to view ourselves through a Russian mirror. The term paranoid Russian is a pleonasm. Quote, the fact is that all Russian politicians are clever. The stupid ones are dead. By contrast, America in its complacency promotes dullards. A deadly miscommunication arises from this asymmetry. The Russians cannot believe that the Americans are as stupid as they look and conclude that Washington wants to destroy them. He wrote in 2008. Under the title, quote, Americans play Monopoly, Russians chess. Russians have dominated chess most of the past century for good reason. It is the ultimate exercise in paranoia. All the pieces on the board are guided by a single combative mind, and every move is significant. In the real world, human beings flail and blunder. For Russian officials who climb the greasy pole in the intelligence services, mistakes are unthinkable. For those who made mistakes are long since buried. The article is entitled, The Russians Think We're Wrecking the World on Purpose. I don't. I think we have the stupidest people in the world running America. And that includes the president. That includes Hillary Clinton. I have no idea who's dictating this to them. But their insanity and their support for so-called democracies have burned the Middle East almost to the ground. And this is just the beginning. I play chess on the radio. I don't play Monopoly. And so everything to me is on a chessboard. And when I see the insanity of this country, particularly on international issues, I have to conclude that we have morons running the country. Morons, total morons. Golfing and then supporting democracy in Egypt, and the next thing we see, they're burning churches to the ground. Let's go to take an Easter vacation in Hawaii, and let's go to Martha's Vineyard, and let's have democracy in Libya. The next thing you know, Libya's on fire, and the Islamists win, and Hillary giggles. We came, we saw, he died. Not a word out of the morons in the media, not a word out of the stenographers. You could put 100 of the top people in the American media in a room, and you put me in that room, I can guarantee you I can out-debate all of them. You put all of them in a room, in one audience, I can out-debate all of them at once. They're not playing chess. They're stenographers. They don't even understand how embarrassing it is to listen to them. KSFO, David, you're on the Savage Nation.
Yeah, I thought Bush was misdirected with Iraq years ago. But now we have Obama, who seems to be almost vague in his situation. As if
Wait, hold on. You say Bush was misled by the neocons, right?
Yeah, well,
I said that. Yes, I actually almost named them, and I decided not to give them any notoriety because they're still operational. The fact is, I don't think they're advising Obama. But if I research this and find out that the same neocons who got us into Iraq, who allegedly were on the side of the Republicans, are now advising Obama, I'll know that it's all over.
Yeah, yeah. It's,
you know what? I think we're going to look into that. I think we're going to find out where they are today and what groups they work for, which policy centers they're in, and whether they're advising Obama, because this almost sounds like the same speech to me, David. In fact, we have a little additional in clip 11. Listen to this. Thank you for the call. Listen to clip 11, Obama today in Israel.
My main goal on this trip has been to have an opportunity to speak directly to the Israeli people at a time when obviously, what was already a pretty tough neighborhood has gotten tougher, and let them know that they've got a friend in the United States, that we have your back, that we consider Israel's security of extraordinary importance to us.
Why all of a sudden is this Israel-bashing president going to Israel and saying we've got their back? He's not running for office. So what's going on? He wouldn't do this before the election. In fact, if you remember, do you remember what happened at the Democrat National Convention when they voted against Israel? Do you remember what they did? Don't you remember the embarrassment? It was covered up by the stenographers in the media. You don't remember that. I believe that Bush was well-intentioned, but he was a goof. I believe that the other guy is not well-intentioned, but he's incompetent and he is irresponsible. And there is something wrong with this picture. There is something wrong with this picture. I believe that this incompetence will kill all of us if it's not exposed by the press. However, you have to understand that incompetence and evil can go hand in hand. You have to understand that incompetence and evil do go hand in hand. We have homeland insecurity in this country. The Homeland Insecurity Department buys 2 billion rounds of bullets. They buy automatic weapons. They buy armored vehicles. Why? Why is that not being talked about? What is this country getting ready for? What is going on here? We don't understand anything of this administration. Are they incompetent? Are they evil? Are they drugged out of their minds? What is this? Nobody knows. Let's go to Sam in North Carolina on line 7. Sam, you're next up. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Dr. Savage, I agree with you 100%. I think it's an excellent comparison. I'm glad to hear somebody your caliber bring that up.
Well, thank you for listening. I mean, doesn't it resonate like the same speech?
Yes, sir, it sure does. And, you know, if I could expand on it a little bit, something you said last night, and if we go back to Obama's getting elected and putting power in this country, I haven't felt for a long time that we've been in control of this country. There's other hands moving.
I said secret hands are controlling this. I don't know who they are. Who are they? We're going to start to realm into the whole conspiracy world, which is okay. People do it all the time. But it's not productive. I think instead of moving into the realm of conspiracy, all we got to do is look at practicalities. If Obama today in Israel sounds like Bush on Iraq in 2002, that's all we need to hear. It's true. I mean, it's something weird. I hope I'm wrong. I hope that it's just my paranoia, because I think like a Russian. I play chess. Are all of the arrows pointing to war? Well, you want me to go on to another topic? You want me to give you some ha-ha talk today? I believe that they're getting ready for a war. And why now is pretty clear. The economy's in the doldrums. War is usually a great kickstart to bring an economy back from the doldrums. It has been used for quite a while. The military-industrial complex knows this. There are other stories I was going to do. Feinstein got defeated by Reid, and she actually attacked Harry Reid, saying that he betrayed her, which is amazing to see a split, the first split I've ever seen in the Democrat Party in since the Obama regime took power, occurred with Feinstein saying Reid stopping the assault weapons ban is a betrayal of her. I've never seen it. And it's astounding to me to see how intelligent Reid is. Remember, his job is to keep the Democrats in power in the Senate. He knows well enough that if Feinstein's assault weapons ban was even put out there, they'd probably lose 3 to 5 seats in the midterm elections, which are coming up. So Reid did the right thing. He dumped the bill. He dumped the bill, and he said he's not going to bring it up because it doesn't have 60 votes. That's very wise. Whether you like Reid or not doesn't matter. He didn't get there because he's not brilliant. He didn't get there because he doesn't know how to keep his coalition together. So he knows that Feinstein's fanaticism on this issue of assault weapons would have doomed the Democrat Party. I almost wish that she had put it up for a vote. And I would have loved to have seen the Midwestern fake blue dog Democrats go down and smoke in the midterm elections. They may anyway. I think there's going to be a bloodbath at the voting booths. I don't mean that literally, in the next election, just as there was in 2010. I think that the stealing of the election by the administration during this last campaign will not happen again. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hi, this is Dick Morris. Obamacare is taking full effect this year with over 15,000 pages of regulations. You need to know how this law affects you. That's why you should get your copy of Obamacare Survival Guide. It's easy to read and the best guide to the new law. Even if you're currently insured or a senior on Medicare or a business owner, a medical profession, or really any citizen, you need the Obamacare Survival Guide. In it, you'll find about hidden taxes, fees, and fines, including a 40% tax on some health plans. I warned you about Obamacare, its rationing, Medicare cuts, and will trigger doctor shortages. Now the Obamacare Survival Guide gives you the simple steps to protect your family. So get the Obamacare Survival Guide at bookstores everywhere. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 today by going to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
You know, it's that time again. Once a year, every year for the last decade, I sit down with author and Swiss America chairman Craig Smith, my friend, to discuss the true state of the U.S. economy and what to expect ahead. Craig and I have been right on the money every year like clockwork. This year, Craig turned up the burner and has boiled down the most critical news and financial trends into the simple truth. Swiss America is offering this confidential interview. We recorded. It's free. Free to my listeners on compact disc or downloadable MP3 by simply calling 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for free. Today our great nation hangs in the balance. We're on the verge of becoming a perpetual welfare state. Call now for your free copy of the Savage Simple Truth CD and Craig's 31st anniversary newsletter, both free. No one hearing my voice now will be able to say we did not warn you. So call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN right now for the Savage Simple Truth. Call 800-289-2646. Be prepared.
Hey, Brian Sussman here, and a lot of people ask me where I buy my gold and silver from. Desert Gold Exchange. That's right, Desert Gold Exchange. Family-owned and operated, a perfect rating with the Better Business Bureau, no complaints ever filed, and they are experts. They know the market oh so well. And the thing I really like is because they're family-owned and operated, they treat you like a valuable customer, not a quick transaction. Better prices, lower commissions, fast delivery. Generally takes only 2 to 3 days to get your products. And by the way, if you're thinking of converting your IRA or 401k into gold, call Desert Gold Exchange right away. I'll give you the phone number in just a moment because they can help you through that process. Again, Desert Gold Exchange, 20 years of experience in the gold business. They're my dealer of choice, 888-852-4343. Call them today, 888-852-4343, online, desertgoldexchange.com.
Shopping for the right replacement window can be confusing. On the phone today, we have Matt Miller from Renewal by Anderson Replacement Windows. Matt, how does a homeowner choose the best window material?
Choosing the right window material is critical. Vinyl? It's just another word for plastic. Now, Ron, you wouldn't put a plastic deck chair in your living room, so why choose poor quality vinyl windows? Our windows are custom built from our patented material called Fibrex, which is twice as strong as vinyl, which means you'll only have to do this job once.
Now, unlike some companies, you not only warrant the window, you warrant the installation, too.
Our master installers average over 40 hours of training each and every year. That's why we warrant our installations. We know they're done right the first time. Our guys specialize just windows and patio doors 365 days a year, and most installations are completed in just one day.
Well, then what about the special that Renewal by Anderson has going on now?
Great spring special. Buy just 5 windows, and your 6th is absolutely free. And you can pair this deal with no money down, no payments, and no interest for a full year. What that means is that you get your free windows now, and you don't have to pay for them until 2014.
Thanks, Matt. For a very limited time, by the way, with Renewal by Anderson, you can buy just 5 windows, and that 6th window is free, with no money down, no payments, and no interest for a year. For more info, call 1-800-417-1010. 1-800-417-1010. That's 1-800-417-1010 or visit goodwindowpayment.com.
Hi, Joe Putnam here at my huge GM pre-owned car and truck center here in Burlingame. We just finished remodeling, so I'm having a grand opening sale. Check our special internet pricing at putnamgm.com. That's putnamgm.com.
Your favorite station really helps you out.
Now it gets better.
Thanks to iHeartRadio, you can take your favorite station in your mobile device. Download the free iHeartRadio app at iHeartRadio.com or wherever you grab apps. iHeartRadio.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Finally, we continued our close consultation on Iran. We agree that a nuclear-armed Iran, a threat to the region, a threat to the world, and potentially an existential threat to Israel. And we agree on our goal. We do not have a policy of containment when it comes to a nuclear Iran.
Now, I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, I ask you, how did he become a hawk all of a sudden? How did Obama the dove suddenly become a hawk? He's talking about alleged use of chemical weapons in Syria. He won't stand for that. He's talking about the potential nuclear armament, nuclear-armed Iran. He won't stand for that. When did he suddenly become a hawk? How did this happen overnight? People were screaming about this a year ago, 2 years ago. He wouldn't say a word. And so I go back to the article by Goldman that I read earlier. The Russians think we're wrecking the world on purpose. And some of the blog comments are really brilliant. You know, people are so smart. And somebody wrote this. The Russians just need to remember what Arnold Toynbee once said about America. Quote, America is like a large friendly dog sitting in a very small room. Every time it wags its tail, it knocks over a chair. Nobody can write like that anymore. Another one writes, their confusion, meaning America's confusion, appears as incompetence, but it's not really that. They beckon and mime mindlessly as the strings are pulled. Puppets never know the full mind of the master. That's eerie. How can all the leaders of the U.S. be so stupid as to leave the country unguarded and cater to their enemies? One idiot is expected. 10 idiots is reasonable. 100 idiots is a calamity. 1,000 idiots is a conspiracy. Someone else writes, yes, it's about time everyone realized that there truly are fanatical and committed enemies of the Constitution inside Washington, not just dupes or idiots. Okay? I mean, people see what's going on. What explanation do you have? Is the administration a combination of malice and incompetence? Something is wrong with this picture. For Obama to go from a dove to hawk, literally overnight, is worrisome. It's a talk radio show. I'm not a government official. After all, I don't even teach at the Kennedy School of Government. I'm not as brilliant as most of those tenured professors at the Kennedy School of Government. Why ask them their opinion? Because when you put them on the stand and actually ask them where they draw their conclusions from, they fall apart. They fall apart like a Chinese battery pack. 855-400-7282, like a Chinese light bulb, let's put it to you. They fall apart like a Chinese light bulb, let's put it to you that way. They're as wholesome inside as a Malaysian-grown shrimp. They're as healthy for you as a, I'm trying to get an analogy that works because I try to warn you about not eating prawns anymore when you see where they come. I won't eat Asian prawns. I told you that for a while. I ask every restaurant what the source of their seafood is. If they say Asia, I won't eat it. I will not eat Asian seafood. And I didn't know the extent of how poisonous it was until I found that article yesterday, which I put on michaelsavage.com for you. You'll never eat a prawn again as long as you live. Never. And then the elephant story. I mean, it's not related to any of this at all, but there's something wrong in the world right now. There's a malice. There's an evil. The Pope had it right. The Pope had it right. There's an evil raging across the globe. I ask you one simple question. Do you believe Obama in Israel is laying the groundwork for a new war in the Middle East? I fear so. I fear so for a number of different reasons. I mean, there's lots of news, but why go away from what's the biggest story here? War is the worst catastrophe that mankind can engage in, second to being conquered. But we're not being threatened by a potential conquering nation, are we? So something is wrong with this picture. Something is very, very wrong with this picture. And as we are on the cusp of Passover and Easter, again, important holidays to both Christians and Jews, respectively, we have to ask ourselves, what do the sands of time hold for us? What is going on? I can go into the history of the Jewish people, because once again, here we are looking at a potential war in the Middle East, which no matter what happens, no matter who engages, it will be blamed on the Jews. That's what's going to happen if it happens. Once again, all the world will be blaming them. We know this. The ancient Hebrews were not that important in their own time. The ancients were not that important in their own time, but their influence was greatly important to the world, to the latter history of the world, greatly important. You have to understand that. The Jewish people were settled in Judea long before 1000 B.C., and their capital city after that time was Jerusalem. But their story, the story of the ancient Hebrews, so to speak, must be seen as interwoven with that of the great empires on each side of them, Egypt to the south, and the changing empires of Babylon, Syria, and Assyria to the north. But the ancient Hebrews and their ancient nation were a high road between these latter powers and Egypt. And the importance of the Jews to the world is due to the fact that the Jewish people produced a great written literature, a world history, a collection of laws, chronicles, psalms, books of wisdom, poetry and fiction, political writings, which all were put together in what is now known by Christians as the Old Testament or the Hebrew Bible. And this literature appears in history in the 4th or 5th century B.C. Now, if you are a religious person, you would say it was the Word of God. It doesn't matter what you call it. It was a seminal book at its time. Where did this literature come from of the Jewish people? It was put together in Babylon. And I'm not going to go into the story of the Pharaoh, Necho II, the Assyrian Empire. I'm not going to talk about the Medes, the Persians, the Chaldeans. I'm not going to go into any of that because I think that history blows people away in an audience. They don't like history. But we're living through history, whether we want to believe it or not. You're living through history. If you're interested in politics, you're interested in history. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? If you don't see that everything we are talking about every day in talk radio, virtually every newspaper article that you read that has to do with international politics or national politics that affect the nation as a whole is history. You're looking at history. You're living in history. You're part of history. You listening to this show right now are part of a very important moment in human history. Where it will lead us, anyone's guess. We saw the disaster of the Iraq War. The Iraq War was a disaster. There was no reason for it. Either Bush was well-meaning, which I think he was, and misled by the so-called neocon advisors. But I don't think that Obama's being misled. We don't know who's advising him. And so, as I said to you, the Russians think that the United States is destroying the world on purpose, while some would think we just have a group of incompetent morons completely destroying the world by accident.
Savage. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage. You're listening to an encore segment of The Savage Nation.
Well, continuing my observation that the radio dial is like a circus now. First I said like a shopping mall. But it's also like a circus. When you dial around, in this circle you have the clowns. In this circle you have the... But the radio dial has the sports guy, the music guy, the perverted guy, the wise guy, the dumb guy, you know. And so I'm on the radio all these years, and I'm saying to myself, things are changing. Nothing stays the same. Some come, some go. I'm still lucky enough to be on the radio after all these years. I've survived somehow. Not only have I survived, but I ask myself, how? No, sometimes I ask myself, how do I survive in radio? It's got to be one of the toughest fields in the world. Now, it's, you know, you got to understand, I'm leading up to something. Don't think it's too self-centered and you're going to get bored. You won't get bored, I promise you. I'm leading up to you, you the listener. I'm leading up to something. In other words, what is it that you're looking for in radio? You want the news? Go to the Drudge Report. Go to a few other sites. You're going to get all the news, depending upon your orientation, right? Just 2 seconds on your iPhone or whatever. We all do it. So obviously you're not turning the show on to hear what you've already heard from the morning till the night, particularly now when I come on later, the last word in talk radio. What is it that I'm selling? What is in my store that you are coming in to buy? You can go into a store and get the single slice of bologna every day. Some of you like bologna sandwiches with no onions, no lettuce, no tomatoes, no mayo, no mustard, just white bread and bologna every day. And you're happy to eat that sandwich. And some will eat it every day at the same time. God bless you. You like bologna. You'll eat it, et cetera, and so on. You want news? You go to a news station. So I'm not here just to give you a news show. You can get that on a news station, but obviously you're not tuning in for that. I'm going to give you an example. In my hands, I have an analysis. I can't give you the exact details, but it's the big station in New York that I'm on, 9 p.m. to 11 at night on Monday to Friday on WABC. My show amongst men in January, for this particular week, men 21 and above, I'm number one. Now, it's shocking because when you think I'm beating classic hits, Spanish contemporary, rhythmic contemporary hit radio, whatever that means, that's code words for something. When you hear rhythmic contemporary, I don't know whether it's about birth control or what. Pop contemporary, I don't think that's against birth control. Urban adult contemporary, that's another code word for something else. Then you get to all sports. Hot adult contemporary, I don't know what that is. All news is number 9. Classic rock is number 9. Sports is number 11. Spanish tropical is number 12. And all the way down the list, I couldn't believe my eyes. I beat all these stations. You have to go all the way down the list to find another. Here, News Talk is number 22. News Talk Information, number 24. News Talk Information, that's my old station in New York, is now number 26 in this demographic in my time slot. Whoever they put on, I don't even know. I think two people from Los Angeles who've always wanted to be syndicated, who have no talent whatsoever outside of their own market. So it's an honor to me, to be honest with you, that you're listening to me. I'm not surprised, but it's an honor. Nevertheless, I'm getting to something. I, like all people in any business, any walk of life, any profession, have to ask himself on a daily basis, number one, am I giving them what they want? Number two, what do they want? Number three, do they really know what they want? And number four, how much longer can I continue to do this without dying on the spot? So these are the questions that run through my head on a daily basis. And if you care to join the conversation, the phone, you know the phone, and what's the difference? Then we're talking about religion. Latest survey shows that more people have walked away from an identification with a religion than in any other previous survey. Now, whether it's an accurate survey is open to question. I'm not convinced it is. First of all, it was done by a group out of Berkeley, which is already on the atheistic side. So you can dismiss it as an invalid survey. But in my own analysis of America, it's somewhat correct that Americans are increasingly walking away from religious preference at all. More than double the number reported in 1990, so let's say it's a larger number. So I have to ask you, if you've left your religion, why have you left your religion? Now I'm going to take some calls on these topics. From the circus of life, from the variety show called radio, what do you want on radio, what do I give you that you want, etc., all the way down to the religious question, because I'm interested in all of it, truthfully. Let's begin in Houston, Texas on KSEV. David, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Dr. Savage. How are you doing?
What's on your mind?
Well, you brought up a really interesting topic. Me and my wife and my family, I guess about 3 years ago, we left typical mainstream Christianity. We were part of a Baptist congregation, and I was actually on staff at a Baptist church as a worship pastor. And the Lord led us away from Christianity as we began to really look closer at the life of Yeshua, Jesus. And as we more closely examined his life, we came to the conclusion that what modern Christianity espouses and practices is not at all really the life we see lived out by Yeshua in the Gospels.
Where are you now? Where are you today religiously then? If you've gone down those paths of Christianity, where are you today?
We're a part of a Messianic Jewish synagogue.
What is Messianic Judaism? That means where you believe in Jesus, but you think you're Jewish?
No, I don't believe I'm Jewish at all. I believe that Yeshua, that's what his mama called him, Yeshua, not Jesus. He was the Messiah, as prophesied in the Old Testament.
Right, but so it's fine to be a Christian. Why do you have to say you're a Messianic Jew? I never understood that. If you're a Christian, how could you be a Christian and a Jew at the same time?
Yeah, I live my life as an Israeli, as laid out in the Torah. Because the book of Romans talks about where those who are the faith in Messiah are grafted in.
Well, wait, you live your life as an Israeli of what epoch?
Basically, we try to live like Torah observant Israelis.
Okay, wait, hold it. Let me hear you. I'm open to anyone's conversation. Since you were not born in the Jewish faith.
Not at all.
Are you circumcised?
Absolutely.
And you did that as an adult?
No, my parents are Baptists. My dad's a Baptist minister.
Oh, okay. Sorry. So you were circumcised for medical reasons rather than religious reasons. I get it. Okay. So that doesn't matter. So what is it that differs between you and an ordinary Reformed Jewish person then?
Well, we believe that Yeshua was the Messiah. That's the big one that separates us from typical Orthodox Judaism.
Yes, Orthodox Jewish people believe that the Messiah is yet to come, that the Mashiach, so-called, will arrive one day. In your estimation, can a person be religious, believe in God, and not believe in a human Messiah?
That's a very good question. The New Testament, the Renewed Covenant, says that true and undefiled religion in the sight of God is to take care of widows and orphans in their distress. And I believe it's the work of God in your life to do those things. That's what the Bible calls religion, to take care of widows and orphans in their distress. So,
well, no, I didn't say being a good person doesn't define you as a man, but does it define you in regards to your religion? Here's what I'm asking is, why do you need a Messiah in a human form in order to be religious is what I'm trying to understand. And I've said the same thing to various religious groups. I don't understand why they need a Messiah.
Well, Messiah Yeshua, he is the perfect example of faith and practice before God, living out the Torah perfectly.
Okay, I understand. Could it be that that's a misinterpretation, that there is a Messiah, and that in fact the kingdom of God is within all of us, as many have written, that within all of us the kingdom of God exists, and that there's a spark of a messianic, there's a spark of the Messiah in all of us. Isn't that true?
Moshe said there's one coming after me, and you should listen to him. And I believe.
All right. Look, I'm not here to debase another man's beliefs, to be honest with you. And I certainly appreciate your courage to call this national radio program and talk about that. But I don't think we can get any further with the discussion in the shopping mall called the Savage Nation. 855-400-7282 is the phone number if you care to join the conversation on any topic, including Bloomberg banning Girl Scout cookies because there's too much sugar in them. Now, he hasn't done that yet. Bloomberg has not yet said, like the Grinch who stole Christmas, I'm going to make sure you can only buy a half a box of cookies. Not because we're taking away your cookies. No, but we're doing portion control of your cookie eating. And we're going to make all the hot dogs in New York. You know, hot dogs used to be 6 inches long. Did you know that? Then they were 9 inches long. Then they were 12 inches long. Now, some evil people are putting out 16-inch hot dogs. I'm not saying you can't have a hot dog. But we're limiting the size of hot dogs to 8 inches maximum. You want two hot dogs? Buy two hot dogs. And by the way, that Coney Island hot dog eating contest, that's very, very bad for your tummy. And it's terrible for your health. We're going to eliminate not the hot dog eating contest because you little fools like a thing like that. We're limiting the amount of hot dogs. We're going to have portion control when it comes to a hot dog eating contest. This is the kind of idiocy that passes for intelligence in the United States of America today. And so it goes back to my topic earlier. Do you get tired of radio shows that offer only one item like sliced bologna sandwiches? Well, when it comes to Bloomberg, I think this guy offers a single slice of bologna every day. Anyway, I'll be right back. It's the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal, healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend, you're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-471-7570. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-471-7570. Again, 1-800-471-7570. 1-800-471-7570.
Over $4 for a gallon of gas? Stop paying high gas bills and drive past the pump in a new Chevy Volt from Boardwalk Chevrolet in Redwood City. As the number 5 Volt dealer in the entire U.S., Boardwalk has over 40 Volts to choose from with amazing savings. Right now, lease a 2013 Chevy Volt for just $259 a month plus tax for 36 months. That's right, only $259 a month with $2,500 due at signing. Includes first month payment, zero security deposit plus tax, title, and fees. Plus, you can get an additional $1,500 California clean vehicle rebate. At Boardwalk Chevrolet, the Chevy Volt comes with an HOV lane sticker to make you a VIP during your commute. And many Silicon Valley employers have special convenient parking spaces for hybrids. So shop online at GoBoardwalk.com or see Boardwalk Chevrolet off 101 and Whipple in
Redwood City.
Volt closed end lease based on 10,000 miles per year, 25 cents each additional mile on approved credit to highly qualified customers. Five of this payment. Chevrolet. Find new roads at GoBoardWalk.com.
Problem skin is painful and embarrassing. If you have dry, red, itchy, or cracked skin, then you qualify to try RenewCell. RenewCell is a natural, drug-free topical alternative for problem skin, providing effective, safe, and soothing relief. To introduce RenewCell, the manufacturers are offering two risk-free samples. Just call 800-478-4909. RenewCell is the first all-natural topical treatment made from an anti-inflammatory, patented Australian plant extract called Phioxalin and promises to be the last skin cream you'll ever use. It's guaranteed to work for you.
RenewCell alleviated my dry itching and gave me fast relief.
My daughter's hands are completely restored and pain-free, and she's back to playing the guitar.
Even if prescription products have failed before, you can now get lasting relief from dry, itchy, and cracked skin caused by inflammation with RenewCell. Take advantage of two risk-free samples for just $6.95 shipping and handling by calling 800-478-4909. That's 800-478-4909, or log on to samplerenewcell.com. That's sample, RenewCell.com.
The IRS issued an identity theft alert to the millions of Americans who pay taxes, including many of our listeners. Here's Mayor Rudy Giuliani with the LifeLock identity theft alert.
As a mayor and former federal prosecutor, fighting crime has always been my mission. Now I'm taking on identity theft. The problem has become such a global concern, you can no longer think it will never happen to you. I protect myself with LifeLock Ultimate, and you should too.
Consumers beware. Identity thieves know that virtually everything they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is on your tax forms. Get LifeLock protection risk-free for 60 days. If you're not convinced, notify LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment, and you won't pay a cent. Visit LifeLock.com and enter promo code ENROLL60. Or call 1-800-307-9831. 1-800-307-9831. 1-800-307-9831. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Wisconsin's VISTA program encourages volunteers to overcome white privilege. And they're encouraging white people who work in VISTA to wear white wristbands as a reminder of their, quote, white privilege. And a personal commitment to explain to minorities why they wear the white wristband on their hand. It's in a power and privilege section on racial injustice. Now, by the way, this is paid for by federal money. And this is for white liberals who work with low-income, racially diverse public schools to examine the privilege their Caucasian race confers on them. This document telling them to wear a white wristband if they're white was written by a so-called Diversity Resource Center in New Jersey. And it suggests that white people ask themselves questions such as, how do I ignore privilege? What am I doing today to undo my privilege? How do I fool myself into thinking I am powerless? And on and on and on. Now, you don't know who started this madness, do you, this Nazism? At the top of this webpage is a quotation from feminist so-called Gloria Steinem that reads, of course, the first problem for all of us, she wrote, men and women, is not to learn but to unlearn. Did you hear this? What you don't know is this was common in Mao Zedong's China. Did you know any of this? Did you know that we're now living in a communist revolution under Obama? Did you understand any of this? You know that the whole concept of white privilege has been totally manufactured by communist professors as part of the social justice movement to make white people uncomfortable with their own race, to make white children uncomfortable for being born white. And it's being pushed by Nazis of color, by the way. The fact of the matter is, this is right out of Mao Zedong's China. Let me explain this to you. So many white people will get angry hearing about this. They're going to write things as they've written on this article, such as this. Yeah, and you're sure you don't want to mention that you worked hard, made sacrifices, and denied yourself many things in order to achieve those things that you did, Mr. White Man? That you worked nights, two jobs, went without a car, so you could achieve those goals? You wouldn't want to burden those folks with your problems or give them any ideas that one just might have some personal responsibility for reaching those goals. Another one wrote, yeah, I should not mention that I, as a white man, worked a day job, went to school at night, and then worked a part-time job on the weekends. And after it's school at night, I got another job during those nights until my career took off. You hear this? So this went on in Nazi Germany when Jews were forced to wear a Star of David. It went on in Mao Zedong's time in China. And this is what leftist progressive Democrats are doing to this country, mainly to your children. They couldn't do it to me. I'd spit in their face. They couldn't do it to you because you know better than to listen to this crap. But they're doing it to your children in colleges across America. And so I have no question to ask you. This is the equivalent of the Star of David during World War II, we know. Another person points out that it's more like the mandatory self-criticism sessions during Mao Zedong's Cultural Revolution. And then finally, someone writes this. Look around you and see what has started under Obama. They are demonizing whites, Jews, Christians, gun owners, and rich people. Add to that list if you want, but they have their targets, and they're making sure that there will be a revolution. Have you noticed that there is no ammunition available? Then someone wrote, the Soviets did the same thing with the kulaks. They were the farmers, by the way. They were deemed enemies and treated accordingly. So unless you know your history, you're condemned to repeat it. And what the communazis are doing in America's universities today is repeating history, a very dark chapter in the history of the world. The phone number here is 855-407-2-A2. I really rather would go back to a topical question of the radio dial as a shopping mall. And if I listen to certain shows and every day, no matter when I tune in, and I try sometimes over a three-hour stretch, it doesn't matter when. It doesn't matter what time. It doesn't matter what segment. Whenever I click the radio on, I hear the same thing. The Constitution. Unless you respect the Constitution. Well, we know the Constitution's an important document, but that's not radio. This is not a boring high school class in civics. And if you start to sound like an old commie professor in a dirty brown suit with a tuna fish stain on your pocket, even if you're espousing so-called conservatism, you still sound like a tin horn Karl Marx, or worse yet, a tin horn other greasy communist from the 1950s in the Bronx schools or the Queens schools or the Brooklyn schools. They were filled with these commies with bad old suits. And if you start to sound like that on the radio, you're finished. You're gone. The world is a mess, just a mess. It's a nightmarish mess, which is why I try to avoid the news. I mean, I try to do social commentary because at least it's sort of that's something we can laugh at and do something about. Thank God for Bloomberg. If that dummy didn't exist, we'd have nothing to talk about on radio. He's given us days and weeks of fodder. He's destroyed his entire career. With one measure, the man has destroyed his entire legacy, whatever it may have been. He has made himself into a laughingstock west of 3rd Avenue. I would say between the East River and 3rd Avenue, he's still admired and loved by the libs who live on the east side. But west of 3rd Avenue, Bloomberg is looked upon as not only the president of the nanny state, but a laughingstock. So when I say to you, forget the soda bin, next they'll start banning Girl Scout cookies and hot dogs, and the length has to be cut in half. Anyway, it's a very serious story. North Korea reportedly conducts military drill near South Korean border. Wow. This thing is simmering. The world is simmering because of Obama, because of his weakness, his dithering, his vacations, spending more time attacking Republicans than jawboning our enemies. That is why they're all acting up.
Savage.
Ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Chew himself raw. Sticky, gooey, smelly. She scratched incessantly.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
I heard about Dynavite on this radio station.
Yeah, I just called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out Dynavite.
I logged on to DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil. The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
6 days later, my dog's ear problems were cured.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
His breath was better. His gas was better.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
She has gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Good evening. I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Here's what's happening around the Bay Area. A San Jose jury says a man convicted of killing three people at his former workplace was sane at the time of the killings. Jurors deliberated less than 2 hours today before deciding the case of former Cyport engineer Jinghua Wu. He now faces life in prison without the possibility of parole for the workplace killings in 2008. Prosecutors say he killed his victims as revenge for being fired. KSFO traffic to the Fairfield area we go. 80 eastbound at Highway 12 there. It's six or seven cars involved in an accident. They were blocking the two right lanes. CHP telling us that that roadway is now clear. KSFO weather, clear and breezy overnight. Lows in the 30s and 40s, sunny and pleasant for your Saturday. Highs from the 60s to the low to mid-70s. With the news and the views you won't hear anywhere else, I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hey, termite.
What's up?
I'm a Pacific Coast termite inspector.
Big whoop. I've been feeding off this house for years.
I know. The owners are sick of it.
They're not going to tent the place.
Pacific Coast uses orange oil, so everyone gets to stay, except you.
This guy's cheap. See his ride?
It's less than you think. And after 20,000 home treatments, Pacific Coast has a perfect Better Business Bureau rating.
How about a running start?
No.
Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-722-4342. Pacific Coast Termite also eliminates rodents and repairs any damage to your home. And if you call right now, we'll take an additional 10% off the termite or rodent treatment and any necessary structural repairs. And all work is guaranteed and backed with a 2-year warranty. Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-PACIFIC. Or visit PacificCoastTermite.com. Free inspection applies to homes not for sale or in escrow.
You don't want to be a termite,
oh, no,
when Pacific Coast Termite's around.
If you can't pay your taxes, you have valuable rights and options, but those rights and options also come with expiration dates, and it would be a tragedy if you missed them and had to pay taxes that you could have legally avoided. Let us exercise your rights for you. Let us represent you in getting the government to return money that they've seized or that you've given them if you legally qualify. Avoid the government seizing your or your spouse's income and assets or going to your customers demanding your money. Legally avoid paying at all or just pay part of what you owe or pay only in monthly installments if you qualify. We can represent you in a special government hearing or with the court if you exercise your rights, but only if you do so within the time prescribed by law. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. Call me at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to take a stand.
To get involved.
To make a change.
Now's the time to raise a hammer and drive a nail.
To build a wall.
And open a door to a new life.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit Habitat.org.
Realtors have expertise in land development and management, retail, industrial, office, and investment properties. They have the experience, knowledge, and savvy to help you achieve your business and investment real estate goals. Realtors also have the power of the National Association of Realtors behind them, working with legislators and regulators to support the key role commercial real estate plays in our national economy. Ask for a professional who understands your commercial business. Ask for a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Monday morning, we're going to wake you up on the right side. Join Melanie Morgan, Katie Green, and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
This is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
You know, it's that time again. Once a year, every year for the last decade, I sit down with author and Swiss America chairman Craig Smith, my friend, to discuss the true state of the U.S. economy and what to expect ahead. Craig and I have been right on the money every year like clockwork. This year, Craig turned up the burner and has boiled down the most critical news and financial trends into the simple truth. Swiss America is offering this confidential interview. We recorded. It's free. Free to my listeners on compact disc or downloadable MP3 by simply calling 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for free. Today, our great nation hangs in the balance. We're on the verge of becoming a perpetual welfare state. Call now for your free copy of the Savage Simple Truth CD and Craig's 31st anniversary newsletter, both free. No one hearing my voice now will be able to say we did not warn you. So call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN right now for the Savage Simple Truth. Call 800-289-2646. Be prepared.
One little joint supplement. You know, this powerful little pill is great for your joints, it's great for your cartilage, it even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-946-9745. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-946-9745. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-946-9745.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collection, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
There's a lot to know about replacement windows, and on the phone today, we have Matt Miller from Renewal by Anderson Replacement Windows. So, Matt, what is the difference between your window material and vinyl?
Ron, if you want the best energy efficiency, poor quality vinyl isn't a great choice. It just doesn't last. And bulky white plastic windows can kill the character of your home. Our windows are custom built from our patented Fibrex, which is actually twice as strong as vinyl. Fibrex will keep the weather out and your home comfy and efficient for years to come.
All right, now everybody knows the name Anderson, so what's that link between Anderson Windows and Renewal by Anderson?
Renewal is the replacement window and patio door division of Anderson. We aren't just a manufacturer. We take care of you throughout the entire process, from building to installing to warranting your windows. You deal with one company, no middlemen, so if you're ever not satisfied, we'll be there to take care of you.
Now, what about that special that Renewal by Anderson has going on?
Great spring special. Buy just 5 windows, and your 6th is absolutely free. And you can pair this deal with no money down, no payments, and no interest for a full year. What that means is that you get your free windows now, and you don't have to pay for them until 2014.
Great. Thanks, Matt. For a very limited time, by the way, with Renewal by Anderson, you can buy just 5 windows, and that 6th window is free, with no money down, no payments, and no interest for a year. For more info, call 1-800-417-1010. 1-800-417-1010. That's 1-800-417-1010, or visit goodwindowpayment.com.
Average intelligent person who says to himself, you know what, this guy is right, I don't know what to do anymore. You got a government aiding Egypt while they're killing Christians and burning churches. You got an Egypt that's increasingly coming under the sway of Jew-hating, Israel-hating, America-hating leaders. And John Kerry is there thanking them. And their enemies are returning American war veterans, etc. It's a country that's upside down. Food stamp users have more than doubled under Bloomberg. Today, the city proudly pointed out that when it comes to population numbers, we're doing really, really well, says thegothamist.com. But if you look at other stats, things don't look nearly as peachy, they write. The middle class is screwed. The homeless population is booming. And it's let's not even get started on food stamps, because those numbers aren't any better. Today, the Independent Budget Office of New York City has an incredibly depressing series of graphs. Over the last decade, the number of city residents receiving food stamps has more than doubled, while public assistance recipients have decreased, and the number of blind and disabled New Yorkers receiving SSI have remained flat. Last year, New York City residents received $3.4 billion, $3.4 billion in food stamp benefits. In other words, food stamp thievery, as well as $2.9 billion in so-called supplementary security income. That means thievery, stolen money, and $1.4 billion in public assistance. So they go out and buy more crack with it. And before anyone starts blaming this on penny-pinching millionaires, let's remember that in order to be eligible for food stamps in New York, you must make less than $14,000 a year or be in a family of four making less than $30,000 a year. That's the story in America today. That's the story in America today. Everyone's entitled to an entitlement. And you heard what I said to you before with the communists who are making white kids wear white armbands to show that they've had white privilege. You heard what I said to you, right? It's getting worse by the day, which is why I have to keep you somewhat entertained or you'll all go away. And see, it's the corruption. It's not that they're weaklings. What you don't seem to understand is that it's not that Obama's a weakling or that he's not brilliant. It's that they're so corrupt and so biased with what they're racing to do with their left-wing agenda and their corruption, the crony capitalism that I've been telling you about for years now. They're so hard-focused on their crony capitalism, like giving General Electric, Apple, Microsoft, and Google the ability to avoid taxes on hundreds of billions of dollars in profits, not paying a dime. They're so focused on screwing the American middle class to usher in their agenda. The tyranny, by the way, of Obama is overwhelming. I try to warn you. I put it down in trickle-down tyranny. I told you that Barack Obama is the most corrupt American president since the days of Tammany Hall, and I spelled it out for you with references. So what can I say? You want to read about it and argue with me? Go read about it and see the references, the books and paperback now. So what would you like to talk about? Let's go to the callers. Sandy in Oregon on line three. Go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hello, Michael. I want to take a stab at the reason why we listen to you, and it's because you tell the truth. It doesn't matter what your subject matter is. We know that you will not lie to us for political gain or financial favor or whatever. So it doesn't matter what the subject. You could talk politics, religion, even dog care, and it's beautiful to listen to.
That's very nice. There's nothing more I can say other than thank you and send you a copy of The Time for War. Stay on the line. I was speaking to an individual today whose politics are opposite mine, probably, and he's in the radio industry. And I said to him, I think the people listen to me, even in liberal cities like San Francisco, the reason they're listening to me on KSFO, for example, is that even if they're politically liberal, I'm like their uncle who they no longer have. I'm like the uncle. I've said it before. It's a good analogy. In fact, I may change the show opening. And now it's time for America's favorite Dutch uncle. It's Michael Savage. That would be a good opening, Doug. We should do that. I'm like the Dutch uncle who tells you, like, in cold, hard ways, this is what it is, this is how the world is. And you say, you know, damn it, I agree with the guy. I may be a liberal. He's a conservative, but I agree with the guy on this. So what does that make me? See, I force you to understand that your doxies may not be valid. You may be stuck in a doxy, but it may not be really your doxy. Maybe a pair of shoes that you outgrew. Maybe you outgrew those shoes. Maybe they're too tight for you. Maybe the strictures of the liberalism that you learned when you were 30 or 20, time to leave the shoes in the closet or give them away to Goodwill and grow up and move on to a different worldview. Because it's not making you any happier or richer, I can guarantee you. Now, I'm not guaranteeing you that by embracing my worldview, pardon me, you're going to be happier or richer. I can't guarantee that you'll be taller, nor that your wife will get better looking, nor that your car will be shinier. I can't. I'm sorry, it's a bad analogy. I can't guarantee you any of those things. But, you know, people say to me, Mike, why don't you take a vacation like my family? You know, they're mad at me. They say you have everything a man who has worked all his life wants. Why do you sit every day and do this radio stuff? Every day, every night, you're in front of a microphone. You don't go anywhere. Why don't you leave? Why don't you take a vacation? Because there is no greater vacation than exercising my mind. I don't know how to put it. What am I supposed to do, go to Maui and go to the falls in Maui? I did that when I was 25 years old. I lived there. It's gorgeous. I loved it. Go to Fiji? I lived in the Fiji Islands. I collected medicinal plants. I love traveling for a purpose. Fiji, Tonga, Samoa, the Marquesas. I've been in some of the most remote islands on Earth, but I didn't go there to sit and drink. I did sit and drink, but I didn't go there to sit and drink. I did that after I collected plants all day long. I lived in the villages. I collected plants. I codified plants. They're in collections around the world. I'm very proud of my work as an ethnobotanist. I don't do it anymore. It's another part of my world. It doesn't even seem real to me. Those years that I ate, slept, and drank ethnobotany, for example, you look it up today. It's an obscure field, but it's very comparatively more popular than it was when I was into it. I thought it was the beginning and the end of the world. Everything I've ever done in my life, I do 100%. Like years ago, back in the 70s, I wrote a book called Plant a Tree. I went around to every state in the country. I spoke to the tree planting departments in every place I could. I looked it up and this and that. And I gave a state-by-state overview of which trees would be best for planting in the cities of America. The book was published in 1975 by Macmillan. I was so proud of that book. I lived it. I went to the Harvard Botanical Museum. I moved to Marblehead with my young family. I sacrificed for it. Did I make a fortune with the book? No. I made a small enough advance to live on. But I was like an itinerant writer. I mean, whatever I did 100%. So come full forward. Here I am, 2013 radio. I'm giving you 100% of what I have. To me, this is important. I know that one day I'll look back and say, what was all the sound and fury about? Did I make any difference? Did I make any difference? I don't get depressed over this. I thought that at some point when I started in radio, we could make a difference. And perhaps we have in some ways. In the big way, we have not. It's gotten worse, I must tell you. In the big way, we've lost. In the big way, the radical communist Marxist movement has won. In the big way, all you've got to do is look at what the radicals are doing to this country in the White House. In the big way, all you've got to do is look at Chuck Hagel. All you got to do is look at John Kerry. All you got to do is look at Eric Holder. All you got to do is look at Big Sis in Homeland Security. All you got to do is look at you taking your shoes off at an airport. All you got to do is look at what they're doing to your children. All you got to do is look around you to understand that we've lost in the big way. So for me to get up here every day and start screeching about do this and do that and get hysterical and start screaming about, you know, read the Constitution, God bless those who want to do it. I'm not going to do it because that's not what's going to change the world at all. The pendulum has to swing. There's a rhythm to everything, a season to everything. The American people got hoodwinked by this fraud. They got lied to by the rats in the media. It's a rat's nest of left-wing liars like I've never seen in my life. When I look at that Candy Crawley on CNN, I want to break something. That woman undermined Mitt Romney, but I don't blame her. He let her do that. He was winning. First debate, we had a new president. For better or for worse, liberal, Republican or not, we certainly wouldn't have this cesspool of leftism that we are stuck with right now. This pollution that is emanating out of the White House would not be wafting across America had Romney won. It would be a far safer nation today, I can guarantee you. He won in the first debate. Then what happened? He let the media undermine him. He went along with the program that was given to him. So I blame him. I don't blame her. He could have overridden Candy Crawley. He could have overridden Bob Schieffer and not answered his questions. He could have waved them aside and said, you know what, that's a set-up question. You're biased towards the president. I'm not even going to answer it. Here's my question and my answer. The world would have come to a dead end. The world would have stopped if we had a leader with that kind of guts to stand up to these left-wing fanatics. But we didn't have that, did we? So look what we have now. Another vacation. Another broken budget and another vacation for the first family. Okay, Moocher Shell, where's she going on Air Force Two? How much is that going to cost us? They have the White House closed to tourists for children. That's closed. tuition for young men and women in the military who want to go to college. They cut that off. They're the meanest, smallest-minded people that have ever occupied the White House. Mean and small and greedy. It doesn't get any worse than this.
We did.
In order to even be a franchise at all, never mind in 2 years, in less than 2 years, there's going to be a wholesale slaughter of hosts and talk radio, and I hope I'm not one of those slaughtered. Yeah, I mean, I'll still survive one way or the other. I'll go on to this and that, but I don't think I will be. I think I'll be here. And with your help and God's will, I will be. Let's go to the newspapers and news sites. New York Times. I'm not going to laugh at this, but it's laughable. The case of my missing confidence. A robbery at knife point where I worked left me feeling ashamed. You hear the result of a liberal? Held up with a knife. And the person who was held up, she was living in San Francisco. I see. And because she got held up at knife point with a 9-inch chef's kitchen knife, she felt ashamed. Instead of going out to a gun range and buying a gun and learning how to defend herself, she came back feeling guilty and ashamed of herself. Okay, end of story. It's sad. I'm not laughing at the girl. I'm not laughing at her. I'm not mocking her. I'm showing you what our children have become. They were taught in elementary school, don't hit back, don't hit. Let the burglar rape you. Let the rapist rape you. Let the burglar rob you. This is the same thing as North Korea now threatening to hit us with a nuke. So what's the reaction of the Defense Department? Instead of a fast reaction force with a naval task force off the shores of North Korea bristling with our own nukes aimed at him, what's our reaction? We're feeling ashamed that we're putting up 14 new missile defense shields in California and Alaska. So we have like chicks running the American intelligence and defense establishment. We have a bunch of sad, nice chicks running our defense establishment. We don't have men running it anymore. When I say men, they may be men physically, but they're not acting like men. They're acting like girls who were victimized by a crime. And they're reacting like a liberal girl who had been victimized by a crime and reacting in the same way. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Do you understand the danger we're in? End of story. End of story. Let's not talk about it. 855-400-7282. Let's see what's on the front page of various and sundry. I promised you. Here we go. San Francisco Chronicle once was a good C-plus newspaper. Unfortunately, now no one buys it. I wonder why. Headline, a goon with a basketball on top. Next, Pope. Outlook's color views of Pope. Applause for social justice, concern about gay rights. Every day the same thing. Remember I told you talk radio is dying because it's like a slice of bologna that you don't want to eat anymore? That's the Chronicle. The same bologna every day. Gay rights, social justice. Social justice, yeah. Every day the same. How many times can you read the same story in different ways? It's like a boring story already. Next, underneath that, flame retardant bans difficult to accomplish. Now they're worried again about blankets catching fire in a crib. I don't know how often that happens. It's a tragedy when it does happen, but I wouldn't think that's front page news. North Korea lobs sexist taunt at South's new leader. North Korea's first public senior level mention of South Korea's first female president ended up being a sexist jab. The body that controls North Korea's military complained Wednesday about the venomous swish of her skirt. Oh, goodness. That sounds like Ted Cruz should have said about a certain senator from Northern California. You know, they have a way with language in North Korea, the venomous swish of her skirt. I like that. See, we lack language usage in America. I like colorful language. I would like to see more Victorian language used in our political discourse of the type I use. Colorful Victorian language. But anyway, to get back to my main theme, it is sort of a circus. The radio dial is a circus with different acts. Hey, here's the sports act. Hey, you want to come into the news act? Well, we're the liberal act over here.
We're the conservative act over here.
We're the funny act over here. Hey, come in here. Here's the dirty act up here on the other band. We'll do dirty stuff. Ha! We'll say the dirty words for you over here on Sirius. Oh, yeah, tune us in. Put it in your car. Only $29 a second. We'll say the dirty words five-year-olds say. You know, you get the picture, right? Now, no one person could do it all except me who just did it. The more I hear single-sliced bologna sandwiches, there's not even any vegetables on it. And I don't know about you, but I can't take it anymore. I'm trying to save conservative radio.
Liberal radio's dead. There is no liberal radio. It's gone. There's only liberal television news. But there is no liberal radio. You could say NPR is. It should have been defunded 20 years ago, since it's a liberal outlet. That's all it is. It's not fair-minded in any way. It sounds it because they play Vivaldi. But just because you hear Vivaldi and people speak like they're from England doesn't mean they're objective. I mean, I can be more objective sounding like I'm from the Bronx, because I am from the Bronx originally. And I'm more objective than a phony with an English accent, by the way.